leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, for the first time in a long time to Charleston, South Carolina. We're at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark, home of the Charleston River Dogs, as the Delmarva Shorebirds kick off a 12-game road trip right here in the Holy City. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds coming off of a 12-game homestand, one that they ended up splitting six games apiece, six wins and six losses, with a victory on Sunday that propelled them to their sixth win. 11-4 over the Fredericksburg Nationals back on Sunday. The Shorebirds now take on the second-best team in the Carolina League. That is the Charleston River Dogs. Charleston at 26-13 overall. Delmarva at 15-24, now on the season, 9 games below 500, 6.5 back of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Just a game back, though, of the Downeast Wood Ducks, who are at 16-23 on the season and in fifth place. Shorebirds have spent most of their season down in the cellar, but now a chance to potentially climb their way out with a win tonight and a Downeast loss. But the Shorebirds have a tall task in Charleston, who just took 5 out of 6 from the Augusta Green Jackets this past week at home. Charleston on a 12-game homestand themselves, wrapping up here this week against the Shorebirds. It'll be Connor Grady to go for the Shorebirds, 2-2 with a 6-even ERA against J.J. Goss for Charleston, 0-1 with a 3.32 ERA. Charleston now the single-A affiliate of Tampa Bay Rays, second season that they have been affiliated with Tampa Bay. They won the 2021 Low-A East League Championship, 3-2 over the Downeast Wood Ducks. So the River Dogs just picking up right where they left off at the end of last season. Shorebirds 11-4 win back on Sunday, capped off that 12-game homestand. 6 wins, 6 losses over the course of it. They took 5 out of 6 from the Frednats, though, to cap that homestand. The 11-4 win, the cherry on top. Ryan Long, his first career win. Bunch of players had multiple hits, including one Noelbert Romero. Noelbert played very well, had 2 hits, a double, a run driven in, couple of runs scored. And we had a chance to catch up with the young Venezuelan prior to today's game. So we'll go ahead and air that interview now. Tune your ears for Shorebirds middle infielder Noelbert Romero. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by Shorebirds middle infielder Noelbert Romero. Noelbert, thank you so much for the time. You've been a joy to have both in the clubhouse and on the field so far this season. What's been working for you? You've been playing so well here to start the season. Has there been anything specific that has led to that?
Hey, Sam, thanks for the interview. It's a pleasure for me to be here with my teammates. We have a good team. We're working in play hard again every day, you know. It's good. I'm working so hard. We compete every day, and it's good.
And speaking of those teammates, you got a long-lost friend back in the fold here today in Elio Prado. You two were traded together from Boston to the Orioles, and now you guys get to play together again. And I know that's a lot of fun. You're both from Venezuela, and from what I hear, the way you tell it, you two are very good friends. What's it like to have him back here?
No, it's amazing. It's amazing to play with him again. He's still with me like 4 years ago, you know. It's fun to play with him. I'm learning every day from him. He learns every day from me. You know, he's my brother more than my teammate. He's my brother. And I'm so happy for him because he's here. He's back.
And you're always smiling here around the field. You know, you've got an infectious personality. For you, what makes it so easy to get up every morning, have a smile on your face, and be happy to be here at the ballpark?
Yes, it's only keeping your mind that it's a game, you know? That enjoy the game, keep work hard, and doesn't matter about the result. Everybody need the result, but you can understand that sometimes it's about the process. You need get up and see God give you another day, you know, and that's the reason for but I'd be happy every time, you know. It's good. Get up in the morning every day and play the game that you can play, that is your passion, you know?
Yeah. And I hear what you said there, entrusting the process. That is something I hear Felipe, your manager, say so much here this season. And I know that he's a guy that, you know, most of you have known since you were in the Dominican Academy, since he was running it with the Orioles. What's it been like to play under Felipe this season?
He's good. It's a good play with him. He's a good manager. He's a good lead. You know, he put his confidence in us. We play. He say, enjoy the game every time, you know, and we go to the field in confidence because he gave us the confidence.
And I'm looking forward to whenever you hit your next homer, because the three that you've hit so far this season, you have broken out some amazing bat flips or bat holds. When you homered out Augusta, you carried the bat basically all the way down the first baseline. What do you have next for the next time you're going to homer?
I can't do that again. I don't know what happened that time, but... You know, maybe bad flip, but easy bad flip. No, like that. That's not respectful.
Well, Norbert, thank you so much for the time here today, and congrats on a good start to the season.
Okay, thank you so much.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Delmarva Shore Birds pregame show.
Asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Time for those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. Sam Jelinek here with you. But before we get to the lineups, we do have to inform you of quite a bit of roster news here today for the Shorebirds. Obviously, we're talking with Noel Burt and his good buddy, Ilio Prado, is now on the Shorebirds roster. He was acquired in the same trade as Noel Burt for Andrew Kashner back in 2019 from Boston. So Prado has been added to the roster in the outfield. He's starting and playing center field today for the Shorebirds. A couple other roster moves to inform you about. Daryl Hernandez and Alex Pham have both earned their promotion to High A Aberdeen. A huge congrats to both of them. Pham had been one of the best Shorebirds relievers so far this season, had two saves and ERA under two, while Daryl was the focal point of the Shorebirds offense to this point in the season, led the Birds in basically every category imaginable, had already tied his career high in homers with six so far this campaign. We are sad to see both Daryl and Alex go, but is much deserved on their parts to get moved up after only just a little over a month of play. Another roster move as well, Josue Cruz was given his release by the Orioles, so he is no longer with the Shorebirds as well. We wish Josue the best in whatever comes next for him. Shorebirds, in addition to adding Ilio Prado to the roster, added Aronson Plasencia, who had played down in the FCL last season, played a little bit with Aberdeen so far this season at 10 at-bats with them when hitless. He's now a part of the middle infield. And then on the pitching staff, the big name, Carter Baumler, added to the Shorebirds staff. Baumler, fifth round pick of the O's back in 2020, had Tommy John the ensuing September, has not played a professional game yet. He's pitched an extended spring training, and now he's ready to go. He'll make his professional debut starting with the Shorebirds tomorrow as he gets the start against Charleston. Shane Davis will work in tandem with him. Now for those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Shorebirds, it's Luis Valdez playing second base, leading it off. Ilio Prado, the center fielder, bats second. Trendon Craig in left, bats third. Isaac Baloney, the right fielder, is the cleanup man. Noel Burt Romero, third base, he'll bat fifth. Isaac De Leon plays shortstop, he'll bat sixth. Ryan Higgins over at first base, bats seventh. Creed Whitlams does the catching, batting eighth. Moises Ramirez, DH's, bats ninth. For Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds. For the River Dogs, led by second-year manager Blake Butera, Shane Sasaki leads it off using center. Carson Williams, the shortstop, bats second. Drew Baker, the left fielder, hits third. Willie Vasquez, the third baseman, is the cleanup man. Bobby Seymour, DH, bats fifth. Mason Auer, the right fielder, bats sixth. Michael Bergwin will do the catching, bats seventh. Fredville Chavez, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Jeffrey Marte, the second baseman, bats ninth. Rounding it out for J.J. Goss, getting the start here this evening for the River Dogs. Beautiful game, beautiful day for a ball game here from Charleston. Not a cloud in the sky right now. We're mid-70s. Humidity isn't that bad. River Dogs currently taking the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside, and on the other side of this break, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark in Charleston, South Carolina, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds kick off a 12-game road trip beginning tonight against the Charleston River Dogs. Charleston, the second-best team in the Carolina League right now. They are 26-13 on the season. The Shorebirds coming in at 15-24 here on this beautiful Tuesday night from South Carolina. On the mound for Charleston, currently getting his warm-up tosses in, is J.J. Goss, right-handed pitcher, 6'3", just turned 21 years old back on Christmas Day last year. He is on the bump for Charleston, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Drew Baker in left, Shane Sasaki in center, Mason Auer in right. Willie Vasquez is at third, Carson Williams at short, Jeffrey Marte at second, Fredville Chavez at first base, and Michael Bergwind does the catching for Mr. Goss. J.J. making his eighth start of the season. He's been held in check by the Rays as far as innings go. He was finally lengthened out to four innings his last time out, but through seven starts, he's pitched 19 innings, struck out 15, walked just three, 18 hits, eight runs, seven earned, giving up one homer. Opponents batting .269 against him. 21 years old, 36th overall pick of Tampa Bay back in 2019, competitive balance round A selection out of Cypress Ranch High School in Cypress, Texas. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Shorebirds. Switch hitter will dig in from the left side. Charleston in their home white uniforms with navy caps, River Dogs across the front. Shorebirds going with their alternate black uniforms, the D-Bird logo on the left chest. Goss into his wind, his first pitch of the game is a fastball in the outside corner for strike one, and we're underway a minute early at 7:04. Goss working quickly is 0-1, and Valdez swings and misses, can't connect, and the count's 0-2. Off-speed pitch there from Goss. J.J. works from the first base side of the rubber into his wind, turns his back to the plate, the pitch, and Valdez chops it foul up the first base side. We stay at 0-2. Valdez now hitting .227 on the season, .618 OPS. Two homers, seven driven in. He homered back on Sunday. 0-2. Fastball way high at 93, and the count's 1-2. Despite a relatively steamy day, Goss going with long sleeves under his jersey. Black glove into his windup, leg kick, the pitch, and Valdez swings and misses. Letter high fastball, can't connect, and J.J. Goss begins his evening with a strikeout. The name of the game for Charleston so far this season has been just dynamic pitching. They have a bevy of arms with ERAs under 3 to begin the year. Goss just on the wrong side of that at 3.32. First pitch to Ilio Prado is a breaking ball up and in for ball one. Prado making his Delmarva debut here tonight, acquired by the O's back in 2019 as part of the Andrew Cashner trade. 1-0. Prado swings and skies it down the right field line towards foul territory. Right fielder Auer comes in, runs out of room, and the count's even at 1. Prado, a right-handed batter, right-handed thrower, asked hitting coach Brink Ambler for a scouting report. He said he's a special talent. Got a lot of good physical traits to him. 1-1. Breaking ball line to the right side on one hop, speared by the second baseman Marte in shallow right, throws to first and retires Prado. Nice play there by Marte, robbing Prado of a hit, and there's two away. Not a bad start for Prado there, barreling one up to the right side. But he's retired, and that brings up Trenton Craig. So nearly a completely retooled Shorebirds outfield this game against Charleston, as Goss's pitch misses down low for ball one. Craig in left, Prado in center, the only remaining piece from before the homestand that just wrapped up. 1-0, Craig takes inside for ball two as Isaac Bologna in right. Craig added to the roster right before the start of the homestand. No homers, two driven in, .622 OPS. Right-handed batter, the 2-0, and Craig hits a two-hopper to the shortstop. Williams drops it, picks it up, throws to first just in time to get Craig as Williams recovers, blocks it off his chest, fires a dart to first. Craig retired, and the first inning already over for the Shorebirds. They go down 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the first. Score? No score after happening a play here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Bottom of the first here from Charleston. Shorebirds go down in order against J.J. Goss for the River Dogs. So Charleston comes to bat against Connor Grady here in a scoreless game. Connor making his fourth start of the season. He is on the hill, and this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Trenton Craig in left, Ilio Prado in center, Isaac Bologna in right. Noel Romero plays third, Isaac De Leon at short, Luis Valdez at second, Ryan Higgins at first, and Creed Willems does the catching. Connor making his fourth start of the season. He is 2-2 with a 6-flat ERA. Trying to build upon his most recent outing, went 6 innings against Fredericksburg back on the 18th. Shane Sasaki leads it off for the River Dogs, swings at the first pitch, comes up empty against Grady for strike one. Sasaki, right-handed batter, right now leading the Carolina League in stolen bases, 26 for 26, 0-1. Swing and a miss, change up down and in. And the count's 0-2. Sasaki, no homers, 15 driven in. .304 average, .752 OPS. Right-handed batter. Brady, ready on the hill, works from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch. It's down the dirt. Ball and two strikes. Grady, a full five-pitch complement out on the mound. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. 1-2 on its way. Sasaki fouls it off his foot in the box. Falls down in a heap. That's his moneymaker right there, his wheels. He'll afford to injure himself, especially lower half. Trainer for the River Dogs comes out to check on him. That's Ruben Santiago, as he got it right off the inside of the ankle. And the trainer will take a look at his leg, make sure that he's okay. Gives us a little bit more time to talk about Connor Grady on the mound, who mentioned his last start against Fredericksburg, easily his best so far this season. Went six innings, allowed just two unearned runs, three hits, one walk, five strikeouts. And it looks like Sasaki just walking it out a little bit here. Continuing to talk with the trainer, and now third base coach and manager Blake Butera joins the conversation. And Sasaki trying to goad them into letting him stay in the game, and that's exactly what he's done. Looks like he's okay. Counts 1-2 on him, though, and Grady giving him no reprieve, already ready to go out on the mound. Connor into his wind, the 1-2 pitch. And Sasaki lines it into left field, a base hit. Evidently the foot feels okay. Rounds first hard, holds up there as Craig gets it in from left. And Shane Sasaki with a leadoff single for the River Dogs in the home half of the first. Grady will pitch to a lot of contact. He said his goal here in this one is to avoid giving up a free pass. He walked just one against Fredericksburg. That was actually in the sixth inning of that game, so he nearly got away with it. Here's Carson Williams, right-handed batter. Grady slides step home in the first pitch. Fastball a little low for ball one. Williams, first-round pick of the Rays last season, 28th overall out of Torrey Pines High School out in San Diego. Great start to the year for him. 1-0. He swings and hits one high in the air to deep right field. Baloney racing back, still going back, makes the catch on the warning track, but then he flubs the throw back in towards first. Higgins comes and cuts it off. Sasaki nearly tagged in advance, but holds up, as I'm not sure if Baloney slipped on the throw, held onto it a little bit too long, ended up 20 hopping it to first. Thankfully, Sasaki didn't advance. So one out, a man at first, and Drew Baker, the batter. Baker and Williams, the middle of the order here for the River Dogs, both with OPSs above 1,000. Baker at 1,073. Open stance from the right side, the first pitch home. Fastball belt high on the outside corner for strike one. No score, bottom of the first. Delmarva Shorebirds, Charleston River Dogs, first game of this six-game set. Sasaki, the leading base stealer in the Carolina League at first. He's off on the pitch. It misses outside. The throw to second from Williams is in time. What a tag by Valdez at second. The throw was pulling him towards the right field line, and he applied the tag falling over on Sasaki's foot as he slid by him. Sasaki went in with a headlong dive. Valdez barely able to grab him on the way by. And there's two outs here in the first. Sasaki's caught stealing for the first time this season. And Creed Willems, the one to get him, the 18-year-old. 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside for ball two. Sasaki was 26 for 26. 26 for 27 now as Willems gets his seventh base runner of the season. The 2-1 misses down low. And the count's 3-1. Actually make that 8 caught stealings now for Creed Willems. 8 out of 24, 33%. 3-1. Lined on one hop to third, but it's speared by Romero, sets his feet, fires across, and retires Baker as Grady faces the minimum here in the first. On to the second. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flower shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties. all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Top of the second here from Charleston. Shorebirds and River Dogs scoreless after an inning of play. Both teams send the minimum to the plate. And the first Shorebirds coming to bat against J.J. Goss for the second time. Struck out one in his first inning of work. Joseph P. Riley Ballpark. Joseph P. Riley Jr. Give him the respect he deserves. Former mayor here in Charleston. But it's a unique ballpark. From the outside looking in, looks completely normal, but the playing surface and the field itself a little different. First pitch to Isaac Baloney. Takes just outside for ball one. Baloney, left-handed batter. Right now, active leader in OPS for the Shorebirds at 804. 0-1, or 1-0 rather, tries to check his swing, but ball meets bat on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Daryl Hernandez's departure. Baloney now the real thunder in the middle of the lineup for the Shorebirds. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Comes up empty on a changeup, 1-2. Five homers, 25 driven in for Isaac. Went 3-for-5 back on Sunday with 3 driven in. Goss the windup. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. And Goss with 2 strikeouts through an inning in the third. 1 out here in the second. No score. But the Joe, as it's affectionately called here in Charleston, down the line, the left field line in particular, it's 305. And that would be normal, except for the fact about 5 feet to the right of the foul pole, it immediately juts straight out to 340. Here's Noelbert Romero, our pregame guest, and he takes a called strike at the bottom of the zone to opening the at-bat. Right-handed batter. One out, nobody on. J.J. Goss has retired 4 in a row to begin his night. Ready deals home, and the fastball's outside, 1-1. And the wall just about 10 feet to the right after it reaches the 340 mark comes back in to about 330. 1-1. Down in the dirt for ball two. Romero ahead in the count. Noelbert hitting 235 in the season, 691 OPS. No score, top of the second. 2-1 the count on Romero. Goss into his windup, the pitch. And Noelbert hits it high in the air to deep right field. Chases Auer back a step or two. Camps under it and puts it away for the second out here in the second. The wall is normal as you go out towards center field, but then it gets weird again. It's 398 to the deepest part of the center field wall, both on the left and right center field side. But in the middle of the wall, it actually is concave and comes to about 395. The wall isn't straight out there. Why it's designed like that, I don't know. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is a 3-hopper to short. Williams waits back on it, gloves, throws to first, and Isaac De Leon retired on just one pitch. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for J.J. Goss. He's retired 6 in a row on barely 20 pitches. We go to the bottom of the second. No score here from Salisbury here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
We show how much we care, with so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, the Philippines, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
On the second from Charleston, Shorebirds and River Dogs scoreless after an inning and a half. Sam Jelinek with you. J.J. Goss has retired six in a row for the River Dogs to begin his night. Connor Grady will try to match the feat here in the second inning. Willie Vasquez leads it off for the River Dogs. Cleanup man, right-handed batter against the righty Grady on the mound. Connor with his hands together at his belt into his windup. The first pitch is tapped foul at the plate. For strike one, Vasquez, one homer, 20 driven in, 188 average, 520 OPS. 20 years old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. The 0-1, he lines it hard out to short, off the knee of De Leon and on into left field. Caroms off of him, Craig picks the ball up in left and throws it in. As I'm not sure what happened there to De Leon, maybe the ball knuckled. We'll see how they score that one. That ball was scorched, and they're going to give De Leon an error. And it seems like that might have actually come off his right hand. He's shaking out his hand, and the assistant athletic trainer, Griffin Pyatt's out to check on him. The entire infield will convene around Griffin as he checks out Isaac there. He went down to a knee to try to catch the line drive. Inexplicably looked like it knuckled on him. And caromed right off, it looked like his knee, into left, but it must have gotten a piece of his hand. Griffin asked for a baseball to see if Isaac can grip it and throw it. And we'll see how it looks. Throws back and forth with Romero, the third baseman. And it looks like he's good to go. We'll stay in the game. Vasquez reaches on the error here to start the second. It was an error that did in Grady during his last outing. Fifth inning, had two on, two out. Ground ball to first, got by Josue Cruz. Allowed two runs to score, the only runs that Grady allowed in the game. Brings up Bobby Seymour, the DH. Big left-handed batter. 6'4", 250. Four homers for him on the season, 21 driven in. 796 OPS, 267 average. The first pitch misses low for ball one. So man at first, nobody out. Bomb the second, scoreless game. Delmarva Shorebirds, Charleston River Dogs playing here in the Holy City. Grady from the belt. Pitch home is tagged in the air to deep right field towards the corner. Down the line, it's gone. Seymour hooks it just over the wall down the right field line. A two-run shot, his fifth of the season. And Charleston converts the leadoff error into a run immediately. Seymour's two-run homer makes it a 2-0 Charleston lead here in the second. First home run allowed by Grady since back on the 19th against Myrtle Beach when he gave up two. Although Connor has been hit relatively hard, he has an opponent batting average over 300 against him on the season. Hasn't been giving up the long ball too much, but he's stung by it there. First pitch to Mason Auer. It's a called strike on the outside corner with a slider for strike one. Auer, the right fielder, bats from the right side, open stance. The 0-1 is down on the dirt, 1-1. Auer, one homer, 12 driven in. 291 average, 799 OPS. Fifth round pick of Tampa Bay last year out of San Jacinto. 1-1, hit in the air, deep left center field this time. Prado racing back, looks up at the wall, and it's gone. Back-to-back homers for Charleston. Auer follows up Seymour's two-run homer, and it's 3-0 River Dogs here in the second. Auer with a line shot out to left center. Finds the palmetto trees beyond the outfield wall here. And it's a quick 3-0 cushion for Charleston here in the second. Still nobody out. That brings up Michael Berglund, the catcher. Left-handed batter. Square stands Grady into his windup. The first pitch, it's down in the dirt for ball one. Gets the backstop. Berglund, 8th-round pick out of Cisco College back in 2018 by Tampa Bay. Now 24 years old. No homers, 4 driven in for him. 254 average this year, 768 OPS, playing in his 20th game. Nobody out. Bomb in the second. It's 3-0 Charleston over Delmarva. The pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. Counts even at 1. During the past week when the Shorebirds played so well against Fredericksburg, a lot of it came down to just the pitching. As now Griffin Pyatt, the trainer, comes out again, this time to check on Creed Willems. Checking on his right hand, I'm not sure what happened. Not sure if he's just taping it up a little bit. He's feeling it out for Creed. And hopefully Creed will stay in this game. As now Griffin calls back to the dugout, and we'll see what's going on with Willems here as he'll try to see if he can throw the baseball. Fires it back to Grady. Looked all right. Willems did get hit on the hands last week by a foul ball. Left a nasty bruise and scar. Some good seam marks. He stayed in that game. He said he was lucky. And it looks like he'll stay in this one, too. But I'm not sure what caused the flare-up here. Counts 1-1 on Michael Berglund, the River Dogs catcher. Nobody out. Bomb the second. Now 3-0 Charleston on back-to-back homers. Two-run homer for Bobby Seymour. Solo shot for Mason Auer. 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Wind is blowing in here tonight. 2-1. Fastball runs away again for ball three. Not much help for Grady here in the early going. Two homers for Charleston in the frame. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. Left a meaty pitch, part of the plate to Berglund. And the count's full, 3-2. Nobody out, bottom of the second. Grady looking for something to stop the bleeding. 3-2. Hit in the air down the left field line. Slices out of play. And we stay at 3-2. It's a beautiful scenic backdrop here at the Joe. You've got the swamp and marshland over the right field wall. You can see the water out there. 3-2. Hit down the first baseline. Foul, though, on the ground. Count remains full. A couple hundred feet worth of marshland in front of the water, though. So you're not going to be able to drop a homer for a splashdown. But around all the outfield wall from left to right, beautiful palmetto trees. Not so pretty to Grady as he saw Auer hit one into one in the left center field gap. The pitch, this one's lined out towards shallow left center. That falls in for a base hit. Cut off by the center fielder Prado, fires it in towards second. Berglund will hold on at first with a base hit. But it's 4 straight base runners to begin the frame for Charleston. Error, homer, homer, single. Brings up Fredville Chavez. Chavez, the first baseman. Out to the mound goes pitching coach Joe Hamacher. Try to help Grady out here on what has been a rough second inning. Speaking of rough, it's Bark at the Park night here at Charleston on Tuesday night. Good amount of puppers in the stands. Beautiful night for a ball game, like we said off the top. Not too much humidity right now. Breeze is blowing in, which, although should help keep the ball in the yard, hasn't yet for the Shorebirds. Does have a nice little cooling, calming effect. Pretty solid crowd here for a Tuesday night. Meeting on the mound adjourns. It was just Willems, Hamacher, and Grady out there. Creed back to his post behind the plate. Right now, shadows still cover the home plate area. mound in sunshine. Lights are already on here at the ballpark. Chavez digs back in, right-handed batter, 6'4", 200, out of Nicaragua, 22 years old. First pitch to him, fastball at the knees for a called strike. Calling balls and strikes tonight is Trey Jester. His crewmate Stephen Cray is out in the field. Middle infield at double play depth. Runner at first, nobody out, the pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball one. Chavez just a 455 OPS, one homer, eight driven in. Here's the 1-1. Chopped on the ground towards third. Romero to his left has it. Double pumps, now throws to second for one. Relay to first in time. Chavez not exactly fleet of feet down the line, as even with the double pump, Romero starts the 5-4-3 double play. Just what Grady needed to settle back in. Two outs, nobody on, and that brings up Jeffrey Marte. 3-0 River Dogs in the second. Back-to-back homers, two-run shot for Bobby Seymour, solo homer for Mason Auer, giving the River Dogs the lead. First pitch to Marte, fastball misses in, and that hit Marte on the way by. Left-handed batter gets plunked by the pitcher around the knee, takes first base, and the lineup flips to the top now, and Shane Sasaki. Sasaki singled his first time up, then was caught stealing by Creed Willems for the first time this season. Two outs, a man at first, as now another delay as Marte starts feeling out his back leg, or his front leg rather, that he got hit on. Nope, it was his back leg. That's just what he pointed to. He's feeling out that back leg right now, trying to see if he'll stay in the game. Charleston and Delmarva, for that matter, both nicked up here at the beginning of the game. De Leon at short, Willems behind the plate. The Shorebirds had the trainers attend to them. Sasaki back in the first, had to get looked at. And now Marte here. He stays in the game at first. Two outs, 3-0 Charleston, bottom of the second. The pitch to Sasaki. Off speed pitch, a little low for ball one. Shorebirds knew it was going to be a grind here against a very good Charleston team. They're not second best in the league for nothing. Right-handed batter, the 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, Willems blocks it. Marte takes off for second. Here's the throw, not in time. Willems kept it within arm's reach, but that was a really good jump from Marte at first. Perfect dirt ball read. Takes second, and he's out there with a 2-0 count on Sasaki. Lined a single to left his first time up. Hitting over 300 on the season. He's driven in 15 runs, not too bad for a leadoff man. Fidgety from the right side, bounces the bat off his shoulder, now the pitch. Grady being cautious, fires a breaking ball outside for ball three. River Dogs with three hits in the inning, two homers, and a single. Grady from the belt, ready, offers up, and Sasaki takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Marte out at second, two outs. Outfield plays straight away, infield straight up, except for Valdez at second. He holds the runner close. Grady gives him a look. Now the pitch. And Sasaki takes just down and in for ball four. First walk given up by Grady. His hope to avoid the free pass today doesn't last very long. And there's men at first and second for Carson Williams. Williams, still just 18, won't turn 18 for another, or turn 19 for another month. Four homers, 20 driven in, hitting 320. OPS over 1,000 in his first professional season. The pitch to him, he swings and golfs it out of play, right field side for strike one. Angel Vargas starts to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen here as Grady's pitch count in the frame continues to escalate. He had a relatively breezy first inning, faced the minimum, but he's now up to 37 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Two on, two out, the pitch home. Williams chops it foul down the third base side. It's 0-2. So no balls, two strikes on Williams. And at first and second, two outs. Birds down by three, the pitch. Williams takes a curveball down and away. Ball and two strikes. Quinn still blowing ever so slightly in from center. 1-2. Williams, a soft liner into left. On comes Craig. He dives, can't make the play. He traps it in front of himself. Coming home to score, Marte. Suzuki goes to third. It's an RBI single for Carson Williams. And it's 4-0 River Dogs here in the second. Craig gave it all he could. Kept it in front of him at least. So the second inning continues. Charleston is now batted around. Drew Baker, ninth man to hit in the frame. Double play looms large now as well, as that's the only batted ball that Grady has gotten outs on here so far in the game at 5-4-3 double play. Drew Baker, the batter, right-handed stick, first pitch to him. It's a breaking ball down in the dirt for ball one. Baker at a one-hop smash to third his first time up. Romero made a nice play to retire him. Men at the corners, two outs. The pitch. Big swing and a miss. Baker drops down to a knee. Comes up empty on the swing. And the count's even at one. 4-0 Charleston, bottom of the second. Delmarva cannot afford to fall behind any further. Baker open stance. Good bend at the knees. Grady from the belt. Fires home. And Baker, a soft liner the other way, spirals foul into the seats. Nice grab by a fan in the first row of the stands. Reaching over the sidewall, plucked it out. Unfortunately for Grady, it's not going to get him out of the inning, despite the nice play. Runners at first and third, two outs. Four runs home in the second for Charleston. 1-2 on Baker. Here's the pitch. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses outside. Williams fakes the throw to second. Throws back to third. Here's the tag. Not in time. Good idea by Williams. He caught Suzuki leaning from third on the pump fake. The throw back to third, just not in time. Williams swipes second. So now two in scoring position. Williams with his 11th stolen base of the season. And Baker, who's driven in 19 on the season, awaits a 2-2. And we'll wait a second more. Grady steps off, grabs some dirt from behind the rubber. 4-0 River Dogs, bottom two. Two in scoring position, two out. The 2-2. Hit hard on the ground through the hole left side of base hit. Suzuki scores. Here comes Williams around third. The throw from Craig cut off. It's a two-run single for Drew Baker. And Charleston with a six-run second. Lead it 6-0. And that's going to be the final pitch of the game for Connor Grady. Faces nine batters here in the second, gets just two outs, and allows six runs. His night comes to an early close. Angel Vargas coming in out of the pen. Got TechNet called to the bullpen. Be back on the other side with Angel Vargas on the hill. It's 6-0 Charleston in the second here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Still in the bottom of the second, it's 6-0 Charleston. They have chased Connor Grady from the game early in this one and forced the Shorebirds to a TechNet call to the bullpen. Angel Vargas replaces Connor Grady here on the hill. Grady goes an inning and two-thirds right now on the hook for six runs, just three earned, one walk, no strikeouts, six hits allowed. Vargas comes on with a man at first. That is Grady's responsibility. But for Connor, after facing the minimum in the first, an error kicked off the second, and after that, never got better. Back-to-back homers, a single, a double play, but then hit by pitch, walk, single, two-run single. And Charleston with a touchdown up on the board here in the second. So Vargas takes over. 6'1", 173-pound righty. No record, a 4.50 ERA through one appearance. Two strikeouts, one walk. Pitched back on Saturday night against Fredericksburg. Two innings, one run, two hits, one walk, two strikeouts. Faces Willie Vasquez, and the first pitch to him is a fastball low for ball one. Vasquez began this inning with a line drive at Isaac De Leon at short that hit off of him. Ruled an error. Came around to score on the Seymour homer. Pitch home. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses inside. Throw to second. Not in time. Drew Baker takes second on the stolen base. His 14th bag of the season. That is one thing Charleston will do and do often, and that is steal bases. They run with the best of them. Leading the league in stolen bases right now, on pace for more than 300 this season. Now a man in scoring position again. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Vargas throws 92 by Vasquez. Counts 2-1. Angel added to the Shorebirds roster just last week on the 17th, a week ago now. Out of Valencia, Venezuela. Crossfire set, hands at the belt, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball three. Vargas, three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. Gentle breeze still coming in from center. Couple of streaky clouds overhead. Lights already on at the ballpark. The Shorebirds, they wish they'd stayed off. 6-0, they trail in the second. The pitch, runner takes off for third. Willems won't be able to get off a throw. The pitch so far outside, unable to set his feet. Baker takes third without a play. Pitch outside, ball four to Vasquez. As Vargas walks, the first man he faces out of the pen. Man at the corners again now for Charleston. And Bobby Seymour, who homered earlier in the inning, comes up again. Seymour hit a two-run shot down the right field line just over the wall. His fifth of the season, RBIs 22 and 23. Left-handed batter, big stocky boy. Open stance, the pitch home. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Vargas pitched all of last year down the FCL, so this is his first taste of life outside the complex. 0-1. Fastball way inside, gets by Willems, goes to the backstop, coming home to score from third. Baker up to second goes Vasquez. Drew Baker runs his way around the bases, two stolen bases, a wild pitch. He scores up to second goes Vasquez, and it's 7-0 River Dogs here in the second. Shorebirds knew coming into today it would be a test. The 5 out of 6 they took from Fredericksburg, was it a fluke? Or is the team for real? Pitch home. Slider wraps off the outside corner for ball three. And at least early on here in this one, Shorebirds regressing back to the team that we saw that at one point was 14 games under 500. And at second, two outs, 7-0 Charleston, bottom of the second. Vargas crossfire set, the righty ready, throws home. And Seymour swings and misses, good breaking ball. Down below the knees, and the count full. Vargas from the belt, offers up, and Seymour chops it right to first. On the third hop, Higgins grabs it, first baseman takes it to the bag himself, retires Seymour, and finally ends the inning. Charleston bats around, though. They send 11 to the plate. And as we go to the third, the score, it's Charleston 7 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today. at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the third, Shorebirds trail 7-0. Charleston with a 7 spot in the second. Pulling out to a very early and very large lead here on the Shorebirds. Ryan Higgins leads it off for Delmarva, 7-8-9. Creed Willems was due up on deck, but he is going to be pinch hit for. Brian Hernandez has popped out into the on-deck circle to hit for him. So it looks like that hand problem that Creed had during the last half inning, he got checked out on, stayed in the game. Higgins takes high from J.J. Goss for ball one. Has forced him out. Saw him trying to swing a bat. As soon as he came back to the dugout, said it wasn't working. 1-0. Higgins lines one out into left center field. That's a base hit. Sasaki over into the gap. Center fielder cuts it off, drops it. Higgins on his way to second, and he's in standing without a play. See if that's a double, an E8, or a straight double. I think Higgins never stopped around first, so I expect just a straight double. Ryan continues to swing a good bat. Capped off the series against Fredericksburg with his second homer of the season, a two-hit game as well. And it is a straight double for Higgins to lead off the third. First hit, first base runner of the game for the Shorebirds off of Goss. Ryan Hernandez pinch hits here for Creed Willems. Hernandez left-handed batter against the righty Goss, the first pitch home. He swings and chops it foul down the third base side for strike one. 7-0 Charleston, top of the third. Shorebirds with their first base runner here. Higgins at second. Goss set just below the letters. High leg kick, the pitch. Fastball misses in. 1-1. Hernandez takes down and away for ball two. Brian playing in his 19th game. Last saw him back on the 19th against Fredericksburg. So a little under a week ago. Went 1-for-3 with a double. And now Goss balks on the mound. And Higgins is given third. Looked like Goss just straight up dropped the baseball as he came set. Pretty easy call. 2-1 to Hernandez. Down the dirt, squirts by Berglund. Higgins taking off from third. Here's the throw to the plate. It is not in time. Higgins with a feet first slide, able to sneak in there. Scores on the wild pitch, and the Shorebirds get one back. It's a 7-1 game here in the third. Not exactly how you draw it up. Double, balk, wild pitch. It's a 6-run game now, 7-1, Charleston leads. It's a 3-1 count on Brian Hernandez, and Goss steps off on the mound. Now retoes the rubber, stream first base side. Into his windup, here's the pitch. Hernandez a high drive, deep down the right field line towards the corner. Auer goes over, and next to the sidewall makes the grab. Benefit of playing your home ballpark, Auer knew the space well, knew how much real estate he had left. Cozied up against the wall and just plucked it from the first row of seats pretty easily. One away in the third. And if you can't hear, it's Bark at the Park night. First pitch to Moises Ramirez, misses high for ball one. Moises right-handed batter. DH tonight for the Shorebirds. Goss back to the full windup is 1-0. And Ramirez swings and misses at the slider down 1-1. quite a few puppers milling about the ballpark. Some big, some large, some with more bark than bite. Hopefully not too much bite. 1-1 chopped on the ground to third. High hop for Vasquez. Goes up, greets it, and throws to first to retire Ramirez for the second out here in the third. 7-1, Charleston leads. Flip the top of the order in Luis Valdez now. As I had to guess, the dog that has continued to bark here over the past couple of minutes, probably very small in size. That's always the way it happens. Small dogs come off with a big bark just to make you scared. First pitch to Valdez, switch hitter batting left. This is inside for ball one. Nobody on for Luis, who struck out swinging his first time up. Third baseman Vasquez plays even with the bag. The 1-0. Valdez lines it into center field, falling fast, and it falls in front of Sasaki on one hop for a base hit. Luis slaps it back up the middle. Two-out single. He's aboard at first with two outs for Elio Prado. Prado grounded out to second his first time up. One hopper that Marte had to go back into shallow right to grab. Right-handed batter. First pitch home. Curveball down the dirt for ball one. Prado acquired as part of the Andrew Cashner trade back in 2019 from Boston. Spent all of this year and last year in the IL, so he hasn't actually played in a registered game since back in 2019. 1-0. Fastball at the knees, outside corner, 1-1. Now is back in the Dominican Summer League, and Prado played very well down there. Hit over 300, good amount of pop, a lot of extra base hits. Valdez at first, two outs. Valdez runs the pitch home, and Prado lines it into right center field, a base hit. Cut off in the gap by the right fielder, Auer. Valdez motors to third, stops there, and Elio Prado with his first Delmarva hit. Man at the corners and two outs for Trenton Craig. Perfectly executed hit and run. Prado going the other way. And now Gallus in a bit of a jam here. Retired the first six batters he faced before Higgins doubled to open up the third. And now as the wind dies down again, Trenton Craig digs in from the right side, the first pitch. Curveball splits the middle for a called strike. No more shadows to contend with for either party now, as the sun is set far enough that there's no sunshine, no shadows across the field with the lights on. 0-1. Craig fouls it back, got a fastball to hit, and the count's 0-2. Craig grounded to short his first time up. Was nearly booted by Carson Williams, but he recovered after having it hit off his chest. Man at the corners, two outs. Outfield straight away, the pitch. And Craig takes down and away, slider, and the count's 1-2. Second baseman Marte way up the middle, nearly next to the second base bag. Craig, slightly open stance from the right side. Rests the bat on his back shoulder, now lifts it up behind his head. Goss ready, here it comes. And a fastball misses outside. Craig checks his swing appeal to second, and no swing on the appeal. Count even at two. Valdez at third, Prado at first. Two outs. Shorebirds down 7-1 in the third. Throw over to first, and Prado back in with the dive. Chavez wasn't even fully holding Prado on there. Didn't have his foot pressed up against the base. He was more a shuffle step to our left of the bag. Had to try to apply the tag behind him. 2-2, Craig, a wave and a miss. Breaking ball down and away, can't connect. Goss strikes him out, his third strike out of the game. Strands two men aboard, but the Shorebirds do push a run across. Go to the bottom of the third. Shorebirds now trail 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love the car.
Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs now 7-1 after Ryan Higgins scores on a wild pitch. Angel Vargas back to work into his full windup. His first pitch to Mason Auer misses down low for ball one. Ryan Hernandez, who pinch hit for Creed Willems in the top of the third, stays in the game and does the catching now. Vargas, the righty, fires home, and Auer slaps it on the ground right at the second baseman. Valdez gobbles it up, throws to first, and there's one away here to begin the third. First time that the Shorebirds have retired the leadoff man here tonight. With Vargas getting the final out of the second inning, Connor Grady's line is now complete. He gives up 7 runs, 2 earned, 6 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts. Here's Michael Berglund. He singled his first time up. Left-handed batter. Vargas ready on the hill. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Winds up, fires home. And the backdoor breaking ball misses outside for ball one. It's the Shorebirds with a steep mountain to climb here tonight. Got used to playing from behind last week, but this is extreme. 1-0. Swung on and fouled back off the glove of the catcher Hernandez. And the count 1-1. You know the River Dogs pitching is going to be solid. J.J. Goss finally had a hiccup in the third. But once he went back to the windup, he seemed pretty comfortable again. Vargas is a deep breath. Tan glove into his wind. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider down. Berglund can't connect. It's 1-2. Vargas kicks and deals the pitch. Back foot slider. Berglund lays off. The count's even at 2. Vargas out of Valencia, Venezuela. There are now 5 Venezuelans on this Shorebirds team. A lot of good company from a baseball hotbed. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gone with a heater up and away at 90. Berglund can't connect. Strikeout for Vargas. First time a Shorebirds pitcher has punched out a Charleston batter tonight. And there's 2 away here in the third. Brings up Fredville Chavez. Grounded into a double play in the seconds. And it's tough to think about. Had Grady not gotten that double play, what would have happened the rest of that second inning? First pitch to Chavez. Front door breaking ball just misses off the edge for ball one. 7-1, Shorebirds trail. Top of the third, or bottom of the third, beg your pardon. Right on right matchup, the pitch. And Chavez off the hands, pops one into shallow left center. De Leon racing out, center field Prado comes on, dives, has it hit off his glove. Keeps it in front, though, and throws it into second to hold Chavez to just a bloop single. Prado covered a lot of ground quickly. Came flying in towards the gap, straight in towards the diamond. Not enough to retire Chavez. Born at first, now with 2 outs for Jeffrey Marte. Hit by a pitch his first time up, came around to score on Carson Williams' RBI single. 7-1, River Dogs lead, bottom of the third. Left-handed batter, hands held high above his head. Hands fidgety, the pitch. Fastball misses down for ball one. So a rough start tonight for the Shorebirds. Sun beginning to set here in Charleston. Lights are coming into full effect. Wind still blowing in a touch from center. The pitch. Fastball down the middle at the belt, 1-1. Charleston in their clean home whites start off this six-game set. They're in the middle of their 12-game homestand. 1-1. Chopped on the ground towards second up the middle. High hop for Valdez, able to flag it down, and then takes it to the second base bag himself to retire Chavez on the force out and end the inning. Angel Vargas with a scoreless third. We go to the fourth. Shorebirds trail 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth, Shorebirds trying to continue their climb back here against the River Dogs. Trail it 7-1. Start of the fourth inning of play. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Shorebirds. Isaac Bologna, Noelbert Romero, and Isaac De Leon coming up to hit against J.J. Goss. Trying to match what had been a season-long outing last time out when he went 4 against Augusta. Rays have held him in check to start the season. First pitch to Bologna coming home, and the left-handed batter takes high for ball one. Goss, tall righty on the hill, has thrown well so far tonight. Retired the first six he faced. Gave a couple hits in the third, though, in a run. 1-0, misses outside for ball two. Bologna struck out swinging his first time up. Isaac now really going to be the key cog in Shorebird's offense. Darryl Hernandez's departure. 2-0 is fouled back, 2-1. Hernandez had been leading the Birds in basically every offensive category. Bologna was behind him at second. So now the load falls to him. 2-1. Isaac swings and fouls it back and out of play. Count evens up at 2-2. Break-even pitch. Bologna fouls it back and out of play again, able to stay alive. Change up on the outer half. Outfield shades Bologna just a little the other way. Curious to see what's in that scouting report for Charleston. 2-2. Fouled back again. Bologna was on that breaker from Goss. Hit it straight to the top of the net. Stay at 2-2. Because Isaac really does not use the left side of the diamond too much when he's batting from the left side. Pretty much dead pull. 2-2. Well, make me hit my words. It's a flare into left field for a base hit. Coming into play, the left fielder Baker on a couple of hops throws it in. Has Isaac not exactly intentionally got jammed, but muscles it out into shallow left for a base hit. He's 1-for-2. Positive broadcaster's jinx for once. Albert Romero now the batter, fifth in the order. Pass from the right side, flying out to right his first time up. Shorebirds trail 7-1, top of the fourth. Goss from the letters, the pitch home. Romero shows bunt, drops it down the third base side, but it rolls foul for strike one. Romero, our pregame guest, and If you couldn't tell, obviously, English is Romero's second language. Born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela. Obviously a fluent Spanish speaker. But one of the guys on the team who wants to try to reach out as far as possible as he can. Now that he has learned enough English to be relatively conversant. The pitch. Fastball misses low for ball one. And any time he has a chance to talk to somebody in English, he leaps at the opportunity. So I said, you want to do pregame today? And his eyes lit up. And at first, nobody out. Birds down 7-1, top of the fourth. Pitch home. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. And the count's 1-2. And when Romero talked about Prado and how close he said those two were, he really means that they're now rooming together back in Salisbury. They spend all their time together. 1-2. Down in the dirt, nice block by Bergwins. Counts even at 2-2. Shorebirds down 7-1, top of the fourth. Man at first, nobody out. Romero and Prado both out of Caracas, Venezuela. And Albert said he met him at the tryout, where he ended up being signed by the Red Sox back in 2018. 2-2. Romero out in front, dribbles it foul, third base side. And we stay even at 2. And he said ever since then, the two have been bonded at the hip. Said it was tough not to have him around the start of the season, so he was so happy that Elio's finally here. The pitch home, and Romero chops it hard on the ground to third, eats up the third baseman. Vasquez picks it up on a hop, throws to first, and retires Romero. Up to second goes Bologna. Could have been disastrous for Vasquez had it eat him up at the belt, flipped it high into the air, grabbed it on its way back down with a bare hand, and then threw to first to retire Romero, all in a day's work of a 5-3 putout. Bologna up to second with one away. Shorebirds down 7-1, top four, and Isaac De Leon the batter. And home plate umpire Trey Jester calls time. And he wants the video board, which is currently showing the broadcasts, the live feed, he wants that turned off. So now we're waiting for the video board to go back to normal. And it's not. Oh, no. This isn't good. The scoreboard out in left field as well has gone completely blank. So we have nothing on field telling us the count. They've put up a slate out in right field of just the Charleston logo, and now they've sent it to black. But there's no scoreboard currently on the field. There's no count. The only way for us to know it is to keep it manually, and hopefully the home plate umpire will alert us every now and again. So it's 7-1 here in the top of the fourth. The scoreboards are out. Pitch home to De Leon. He swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. 0-1. And a little bit of oohs and ahs from the crowd as nobody knows what's going on. And now the scoreboard out and left finally comes back to life. Guess how that's how they used to do it in the olden days. With no scoreboard. No manual boards here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. 0-1. De Leon takes a curveball at the knees. 0-2. Isaac grounded to short on one pitch his first time up. One out, man in second. It's 7-1. Charleston leading Delmarva, top of the fourth. De Leon hitting 163 on the season. The pitch. He swings and skies one down the right field line shallow. In comes the right fielder, Auer. He gets under it. Bologna bluffs a tag from second. Auer fires a strike. Back into the cutoff man, Carson Williams. De Leon retired, and there's two outs here in the fourth. Brings up Ryan Higgins, who doubled his first time up. Higgins doubled, moved to third on a balk, and then came home to score on a wild pitch. Only run in the game for the Shorebirds. They trail 7-1, top of the fourth. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. First pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. Charleston scored seven in the second, chasing the Shorebirds starter, Connor Grady. Birds trying to just chip away at the deficit. Down by six, the pitch. Higgins takes high for ball two. Shorebirds not exactly a team that has come back from large deficits this season. Their largest comeback win was 4. It's happened twice, both times against Fredericksburg. 2-0. Higgins swings and fouls it back into the seats. 2-1. Shorebirds, an offense that they're not last in the league anymore, but for the majority of the season they have been in terms of batting average and runs scored. They're now 11th, so one spot higher. 2-1 on Higgins. Baloney at second. Goss from the letters, the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Curveball down. Higgins can't connect, and the count's even at 2. Lights have now come on in full effect. Sun hasn't completely set yet, stuck in the twilight. Birds down by 6 here in the 4th. The 2-2. Higgins takes down and away, and the count's full. On deck, the 8-hole hitter, Brian Hernandez. Remember, he came on pinch hit for Creed Willems back in the third, and stayed in the game with Creed having to exit due to a problem with his hand. 3-2. Higgins swings and misses. Goss gets him with a breaking ball down and away. Goss strands a runner out at second and picks up his 4th strikeout of the game. And we're on to the bottom of the 4th. Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 7-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the 4th, Shorebirds in a 7-1 hole against Charleston River Dogs. Sam Zelnick with you here in Game 1 of this 12-game road trip. Shorebirds trying to avoid a miscue, getting off the wrong foot to begin this road trip, but have a mountain to climb down by 6. Top of the order due up for the River Dogs against Angel Vargas, who has thrown an inning and a third thus far out of the bullpen. The righty into his wind. His first pitch is Shane Sasaki, and the right-handed batter pops it up on the right side of the diamond. Second baseman Valdez gets under it and makes the catch. Halfway between first and second for the first down here in the 4th. Brings up Carson Williams, the shortstop for the River Dogs. 1-for-2 here this evening with an RBI single. A stolen base back in the 2nd, also scored a run. Right-handed batter, Vargas from the first base side of the rubber. Into his windup, lifts the leg, the pitch home, and the fastball runs in for ball 1. Williams, 1 of 5 first-round shortstops taken last year by various MLB clubs, and almost all of them, I believe all of them, to my knowledge, 1-0, fastball in the inside corner, counts even at 1, have gotten off to tremendous starts, especially with majority of those 5 being prep shortstops. Typically, there's a bit of growing pains. 1-1. Montgomery checks his swing, but he went around on a slider in the dirt. 1-2. You have Williams here. As time called, a ball got to the backstop here from Charleston bullpen down the first base side. You have Colson Montgomery with Kannapolis, White Sox first-round pick. Marcelo Meyer, Red Sox first-round pick. Saw him a couple weeks ago. 1-2. Down the dirt. Can't get Williams to chase on the breaking ball. Counts even at 2. Jordan Lawler out west with Arizona Diamondbacks, and Khalil Watson down south with the Fish in Florida. Count even on Williams here, one out, nobody on the pitch. Fastball just a little down and away. Hernandez dropped it so he couldn't get a good frame job in for the home plate umpire Trey Jester, and the count's full. Charleston with some action out in their bullpen. That would be their tandem man to come in behind Goss, Victor Munoz. 3-2. Hard grounder right back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Williams, a hard turnaround. First holds up there, his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-3. Pounds one right back where it came from for a base hit. Board at first with one out for Drew Baker. Munoz has gone in tandem with J.J. Goss all season long, so expect to see him in the fifth. Actually, that looks like a different arm than Munoz. That'll be Sandy Gaston. It's getting loose out there. Drew Baker, right-handed batter. Open stance. The first pitch from Vargas. Slider splits the middle for strike one. 7-1, River Dogs over the Shorebirds, bottom of the fourth. Game one of the six-game set. Shorebirds trying to claw their way from the bottom back to a respectable record. Right now, 9 games under at 15-24, but they've been playing their best baseball of late. Throw over to first. Williams was leaning, but he's back in safely. Took 5 out of 6 last week from Fredericksburg, their first series win. But now up against tough competition again. And Charleston trying to keep pace with Myrtle Beach, who has won 8 in a row. Even though Charleston took 5 out of 6 last week, they ended up losing a game in the standings. Myrtle Beach swept Columbia. Pitch home. Williams runs from first and misses outside the throw to second. Not in time as it was towards the left field side. Valdez had to reach across to grab it. Second stolen base in the ninth for Carson Williams. And he's at second with one out and a 1-1 count on Drew Baker. For Williams, that's now his 12th stolen base of the season. Been caught 4 times. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, except for Valdez at second. He holds Williams close. 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside, and the count's 2-1. So the River Dogs, despite playing very well of late, still just trying to keep up with the Joneses in Myrtle Beach. The pitch, fastball inside, nearly hits Baker. Able to jackknife out of the way, and the count's 3-1. Charleston at 26-13. Myrtle Beach at 28-11. Best record in the entirety of the minors. Three and one on Baker. He's 1-for-2 with a 2-run single his last time up. The 3-1. Hard line drive off the mound and into center, a base hit. Getting a wave around third, here comes Williams. The throw from center won't come. Prado puts it in his back pocket and just heaves it into second. RBI single for Drew Baker, and Charleston's 7-run lead restored. They're on top 8-1 here in the fourth. That's where how often Charleston runs and the fact that anybody in their lineup can swipe a base turns a meager single into a rally. Single, stolen base, another single. Suddenly a run's up on the board. And the Shorebirds have a perfectly adequate catching core as far as trying to throw out runners. Just above 20% on the season. Here's Willie Vasquez. 0-for-1, cleanup man. First pitch to him. It's a slider on the inside corner for strike one. 8-1 Charleston, last of the fourth. Now 9 hits for the River Dogs. Man at first, one out. Vargas leans in for the sign, takes a look at first, now comes set. Crossfire, hands at the belt. Here's the pitch, runner goes from first, and a ground ball hit the other way and into right field, a base hit. Perfect hit and run, streaking for third goes Baker. He'll hang on there, the throw goes into second. Willie Vasquez with a 5-hopper the other way, through the vacated right side. Base hit, men at the corners, one out now for Bobby Seymour. And it's a production line-like lineup for Charleston. Just one guy after another. 10 hits. We're not even through 4-plus innings. Bobby Seymour, fifth man in the order. DH, 1-for-2 with a two-run homer back in the second as a part of that seven-run inning. Big left-handed batter. Shorebirds play a modified double play depth for him to the pull side. Second baseman Valdez off the bag towards the hole on the right side for the shortstop. De Leon way up the middle. Pitch home. Off the hands and fouled the other way into the seats for strike one. Third baseman Romero has to stay close at third with the runner Baker there. Vasquez at first, 8-for-8 in stolen bases this season, just in case Charleston wants to keep the foot on the gas. 0-1. Laying on the fastball again, sprays it into the seats, left field side. And the count's 0-2. One run home in the inning for Charleston. They now lead it 8-1 over Delmarva, bottom of the fourth. Man in the corner's one out. 0-2 on Bobby Seymour. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses. Slider down and in. Foul tipped. Held onto by Hernandez. Big strikeout for Fargus. And there's two away here in the fourth. Runners remain at first and third. Second strikeout for Vargas out of the bullpen. And that brings up Mason Auer. Auer 1-for-2. Homer back in second. Part of back-to-back homers for Charleston in that inning. Also grounded to second against Vargas leading off the third. Right-handed batter, the pitch home. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Shorebirds down 8-1. Here in the bottom of the fourth, game one of the six-game series. 12-game road trip here for the Shorebirds against the top two teams in the league. 1-0. Auer, a hard grounder the other way and through the hole and on into right field, a base hit. Coming home to score from third, Baker. Vasquez goes to second. RBI base hit the other way for Mason Auer. And it's 9-1 River Dogs. They open up their largest lead of the night. Second RBI of the game for Auer. He's now got 14. Brings up Michael Berglund. 1-for-2 with a single back in the second. Left-handed hitting catcher. That's out of the seven slot. Shorebirds first this week at Charleston and then Myrtle Beach next week. First pitch. Slider down and in, forces Berglund to dance out of the way for ball one. Toughest portion of the Shorebird schedule. Even if you look back just the past 2 weeks, Salem and Fredericksburg, Rednats came in as the top team in the Northern Division. Salem was second. 1-0. On the outside corner with a slider, 1-1. And now the Shorebirds face the best of the South, and Delmarva has struggled mightily against any team from the South this season. They dropped 5 out of 6 to Augusta and split with Columbia, who is currently the worst team in the league by a pretty wide margin compared to Delmarva. 4 games back of the Birds. The pitch. Hit on the ground hard to first in the backhand. The first baseman Higgins grabs it, races to the bag, and beats Berglund there to retire the side here in the fourth. Charleston scores 2 more times, though. And we go to the fifth. Shorebirds now down 9-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, Shorebirds trailing the Charleston River Dogs. Now 9-1, two more home in the fourth for Charleston. Working upon a 7-run second. They lead it now 9-1. Technic called the bullpen. Sandy Gastone comes on to replace J.J. Goss, who goes 4 innings, allows 1 run on 4 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Gastone replaces Goss here for the bottom or top of the fifth. 9-1 or 8-9-1. Two up for the Shorebirds. Brian Hernandez leads it off. Gastone signed out of Cuba at just 16 by the Rays for $2.61 million. He's now 20 years old. First pitch to Hernandez, swung on and missed. For strike one, Gastone, 6'3", 200 pounds, on a Matanzas, Cuba, making his 10th appearance, has started 3 times. From the stretch, the righty's 0-1, chopped on the ground to first. Chavez stays down on it and then runs the bag to retire Hernandez for the first out here in the fifth. Gastone is 0-2 with a 10.59 ERA. 17 innings, has struck out 21, walked 19. 17 hits, 21 runs, 20 earned. Opponents batting 258 against him with a whip of 2.12. First pitch now to Moises Ramirez. He takes a hack and pops it up. Foul ground down the first baseline towards the Charleston bullpen, but it's 4 rows deep into the stands. Strike one on Ramirez. Moises grounded to third his first time up. Right-handed batter, ninth man in the order, top of the order on deck. Shorebirds have scored just once. That was in the third. Ryan Higgins doubled, was balked to third, and then scored on a wild pitch. 9-1 River Dogs, top five. Gastone from the stretch, his pitch. Ramirez swings and misses through 95 up and in. It's 0-2. Shorebirds have struggled against high velocity this season. And talking to River Dogs radio broadcaster Jason Kempf, that's all the River Dogs have. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Ramirez lays off 1-2. Basically every guy who comes out of the pen, 95, 96, 97. It's that Rays magic. Tampa Bay's player development system is the envy of everyone in Major League Baseball. The pitch. Fastball down and away, and the count's even at 2. Whatever's in the water throughout the Tampa Bay system, be it pixie dust, I don't know. They turn guys who struggle elsewhere into studs. 2-2. Breaking ball just up and away. Throws Ramirez, but he stays alive. The count's full. Sun is almost completely set as the wind still tickles the flags out in center a little bit, blowing in towards home. Payoff pitch. Fastball. Hit on the ground right at the second baseman. Marte stays down, and it throws to first and retires Ramirez. Two up, two down for Sandy Gastone. Two ground outs. Now at the top of the order, Luis Valdez. He's 1-for-2. Switch hitter has batted left all 3 times now tonight. Sliced a single in the left center his last time up, but was stranded at third to end the third inning. Now Stone from the stretch, nobody on, hands at the belt, light kick the pitch, and Valdez chops one towards second, coming in for it. Marte fields to his left, throws to first. Valdez retired, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Sandy Gastone. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home. Shorebirds trail the River Dogs 9-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Let's take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 9-1 here on game one of this 12-game road trip. Shorebirds not getting off the right foot. Thomas Girard now on out of the pen for Angel Vargas on the StatNet call of the bullpen. Vargas goes 2 1/3, gives up 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Able to eat some innings. The first pitch from Girard to Fredville Chavez is swung on and missed. Breaking ball low for strike one. Girard comes on here for the last of the fifth. 8-9-1 due up. Chavez leads it off. He's 1-for-2. Girard, right-handed pitcher, from the stretch with nobody on, fires a slider up high for ball one. Girard, 5'11", 195 out of Duke. So somewhat close to his college days here. 1-1. Changeup misses down and in for ball two. Right Carolina, or wrong Carolina, but close enough, right? Girard 1-0 with a 2.16 ERA, making his 13th appearance. 2-1. Chavez blasts one way foul out of play towards the parking lot left field side. And the count's even at 2. 16 2/3 innings for Girard, 15 strikeouts, 12 walks, 13 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned. Opponents batting 220 against him. Ready's up just at the belt. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Breaking ball spins down and in, and the count's full, 3-2. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Charleston. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error for Delmarva. 3-2 pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. De Leon waits back on it, gloves with one hand, sets his feet, throws to first, and retires Chavez for the first down here in the fifth. Brings up Abizel Ramirez. We were informed after the half inning that Ramirez left the game, or rather entered the game, instead of Jeffrey Marte, who, if you remember, Marte got hit by a pitch back in the second. Was feeling out his leg a little bit, stayed in the game, but evidently now in an 8-run game, felt like he should be taken out. As Girard's first pitch misses right down the middle, he gives a long stare in. Home plate umpire Trey Jester about where that one missed. Don't blame him. But Ramirez batting, left-handed batter. The 1-0 is swung on and missed for strike one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, the 1-1. Ramirez swings and misses, changeup dancing off the outside corner. It's 1-2. Ramirez playing in his 12th game here tonight, hitting an even 200, 704 OPS. Open stance, Girard's 1-2. Chopped on the ground down the first baseline, back of the bag. Higgins fields up the line, races to first, and beats Ramirez there by a half step. retire him for the second out here in the fifth. That's one thing I've been very impressed by over the past couple of weeks is Ryan Higgins' development at first base. He looks very comfortable there for a guy who, coming into this season, said he maybe played a game or two there when he was in college, and that was it. But his footwork over there has been exceptional. Top of the order now, Shane Sasaki, the batter, takes the first pitch curveball in the outside corner for strike one. It's 9-1 Charleston, bottom of the fifth. Sasaki, 1-for-2, scored a run in the second. 0-1 pitch. Tries to check his swing, but he went around, breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Sasaki leading the league in stolen bases with 26. Third-round pick of the Rays back in 2019 out of Hawaii. Hawaii High School. 0-2. Down the dirt, 1-2. And I will try to say this Hawaiian High School, but apologies given that I'm going to butcher it. I believe it is Iolani. That is an I, which I think it is. 1-2. Curveball called. Strike three. Inside corner. Bites the black. Sasaki down looking. And Thomas Girard produces the first 1-2-3 frame of the evening for the Shorebirds. We're on to the sixth. Delmarva down 9-1 to Charleston here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the sixth here from Charleston. Shorebirds down to the River Dogs, 9-1. Sam Jelinek with you. Game one of six between Delmarva and Charleston here this week. Shorebirds, steep hill to climb the rest of the way. Elio Prado leads it off for the Birds in the sixth against Sandy Gaston. Back out for a second inning of work. And his first pitch, it's a fastball down the middle for strike one. Prado in his Delmarva debut here tonight, 1-for-2. Right-handed batter, Gaston the righty on the mound. From the stretch is 0-1. Breaking ball way outside, 1-1. Tandem mate Victor Munoz currently up in the bullpen for the River Dogs. Now looks like he'll come on once we go to the seven. Prado singled his last time up. The 1-1. Fastball at the knees. Can't get the call, though. Counts 2-1. Charleston with 11 hits, a 7-run second inning, really setting the tone here in this one. Shorebirds hoping to be a upstart bunch to kick off the week. The 2-1. Fastball down and away for ball three. Coming in, having taken 5 of 6 last week against Fredericksburg, knocking them off their perch at the top of the Northern Division. The Shorebirds have come down south, 3-1. Prado takes, it's outside, ball 4. And that's the first walk issued by Charleston pitching here tonight. Prado leads off the 6th with a free pass. Birds down by 8. So have a bit of a way to climb back, but got to start somewhere. Brings up Trendon Craig, man at first, nobody out. Shorebirds had a lot of momentum coming into today. But a bit of a reality check, it's the best way to put it. First pitch to Trenton Craig misses outside for ball one. Craig, right-handed batter, 0 for 3. Batting third in the order here tonight. It is just like Baloney. Hill started to become more of a focal point of the Shorebirds offense with Daryl Hernandez gone. The pitch. Craig swings and misses. Can't connect with 96 up at the letters, 1-1. River Dogs, the class of the Carolina League the past 2 years. The 1-1. Fastball down the middle, 1-2 at 95. Won championship last season. So far this year, they've been neck and neck all season long with Myrtle Beach, who's currently 2 games up on them. Best record in the minors at 28-11. 1-2. Craig reaches for it and fouls it back out of play. Breaking ball was outside. Able to stay alive, though, 2-2. Or 1-2, beg your pardon. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield shades Craig just a little the other way. Prado at first, held on by Chavez. 1-2 again. And Craig takes fastball off the inside corner, 2-2. Reminder, Abaziel Ramirez now playing second base for the River Dogs. Two-two pitch. Fastball's in the dirt, and Craig has worked it full. So Gaston dealing with some command issues here to kick off the sixth. He threw a 1-2-3 fifth with 3 ground ball outs. But walked Prado, and now 3-2 on Craig. See if Prado runs from first. He's got good speed. Here's the pitch. He stays put, and Craig swings and misses. Fastball up above the letters. Couldn't connect. Down on strikes. And there's one away here in the sixth. Shorebirds trail 9-1. Brings up Isaac Baloney. Single to left, back in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Switch hitter bats from the left side in the first pitch. Breaking ball inside, gets by the catcher. Berglund to the backstop. Up to second goes Prado on the wild pitch. And the Shorebirds with a man in scoring position with one away. Sixth inning. Delmarva trailing Charleston 9-1 is out of the mound. Goes the catcher Berglund to chat with Gaston. Munoz still warming up out in the bullpen for Charleston. I imagine since he's working in tandem with Goss tonight, they'd like him to come on for a clean inning. And with the score being what it is right now, Shorebirds down by 8. Charleston more than willing to let Gaston try to figure it out on the fly. Prado at second, 1 out. Gaston from the belt looks to second. High leg kick, the pitch. And Baloney swings and misses. Tardy on a fastball at 95. And the count's even at 1. Outfield again shades Baloney the other way. Especially with center fielder Sasaki. 1-1. Baloney cuts on and misses. Heater again. Just challenged him with it right down the middle. Count's 1-2. Sun is now completely set here in Charleston. Lights on in full effect. 1-2 pitch. Curveball cut on and missed. Baloney tried to get around on the fastball. Got the breaking pitch instead. Nowhere close. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for Sandy Gaston. 2 away here in the top of the sixth. Brings up Noelbert Romero. He's 0-for-2. Shorebirds down 9-1 to the River Dogs, top of the sixth. Prado still out at second. He walked to kick off the inning, went to second on a wild pitch. Outfield straight up, infield straight up as well. Romero a square stance. Fifth man in the order for the Birds. First pitch. Heater on the outside, black for strike one. Flags now laying completely still. Out in center, no winds here on Tuesday night. Solid crowd. 0-1. Romero takes a breaking ball up and over his head. 1-1. The River Dogs having bark at the park. Thankfully, most of the barking has stopped. Although the River Dogs mascot is making his way through the stands. I'm not sure if that scares dogs or gets them excited. 1-1. Down in the dirt goes straight by Berglund with a fastball. Up to third goes Prado. Second wild pitch of the inning for Gastone. And Prado at third with two away. Shorebirds have scored just one run in the game, and that was on a wild pitch. Ryan Higgins doubled in the third, went to third on a ball, and then scored on a wild pitch. 2 outs in the sixth. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 9-1. Romero, right-handed batter, wiggles the bat, the pitch. He swings, and it's a soft tapper towards second. In the third high hop, Ramirez fields, gliding towards first, and throws it to first to retire Romero and retire the side here in the sixth. Shorebirds strand a man at third. We're on to the bottom of the sixth. Delmarva trailing Charleston 9-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 9-1 here from Charleston. Sam Jelinek with you. Thomas Girard back out to work for the Shorebirds through a 1-2-3 fifth. First time the Birds have retired the side in order here tonight. First pitch now to Carson Williams. He's taken on the inside corner with a fastball for strike one. 2-3 and 4 due up for the River Dogs. Williams, the 18-year-old shortstop, 2-for-3. Two singles, two stolen bases, two runs scored, and a run driven in. Gerard the righty on the mound, set of the belt, fires home, and the breaking ball spins onto the inside corner, 0-2. One run, four hits, one error for the Shorebirds, nine runs, 11 hits, and no errors for the River Dogs. 0-2. Williams tries to check his swing, but he went around on the pitch in the dirt, says the home plate umpire Trey Jester. Gerard with back-to-back strikeouts after capping the fifth with one. And there's one out here in the sixth. Brings up Drew Baker. He's had a productive day. 2-for-3, three driven in. Outside of the two homers for Charleston here tonight, all nine of their other hits have been just singles. Pitch to Baker. Swing and a miss. Can't connect on the off-speed pitch for strike one. Right-handed batter works from an open stance, low base. Neon green tape on his bat. Black barrel really contrasts with the white unis the River Dogs are wearing today. 0-1, fastball is up and away. Counts even at 1. Shorebirds in their alternate black here to start off the road trip. Something tells me they'll probably switch to a different jersey tomorrow. Change the mojo. 1-1. Front door breaking ball misses the edge. Can't get the call. 2-1. Myrtle Beach, or rather Carolina, looking to keep pace with Myrtle Beach here tonight. Pelicans kicking off a new series on the road at Augusta. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Baker out in front of the curveball, and the count's even at 2. Pelicans right now doubling up Augusta 4-2. That's in the top of the seventh. Augusta third in the Southern Division. And what is really tough for Augusta is that given the format, playoffs and of divisions, Should you put Augusta in the north, they would actually be a half game out of first place. The pitch, curveball, called strike three. Three straight strikeouts for Thomas Girard. Breaking ball at the knees, outside corner. There's two outs here in the sixth. But Augusta just dropped 5-6 to Charleston. Shorebirds dropped 5-6 to Augusta, so by the transitive property, you can figure out where the Shorebirds are in that pecking order. Other scores from around the league, Salem leading Fredericksburg 5-1. That's in now the top of the seventh. Fredericksburg has a special guest tonight, Steven Strasburg, making a rehab start. Kept Salem scoreless with the first two, then presumably was lifted. First pitch to Willie Vasquez, right-handed batter. Checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing, says Steven Craze for ball one. That's 5-1 Salem right now, top of the seventh. Kannapolis and Carolina in a wild one, 8-7. Cannonballers lead it, top of the sixth. Fayetteville and Down East, they're already in the ninth. 1-0. Vasquez takes a breaking ball hard to the plate, 1-1. Down East leading Fayetteville 2-0, trying to close up the shutout. Lynchburg is crushing Columbia 9-0. Columbia, four games worse than the Shorebirds for worst record in the league. The 1-1, high chopper towards the hole left side of the backhand. De Leon grabs it, the shortstop throws it on a couple hops to first, not in time. Nice play by De Leon just to get to the baseball, but couldn't get enough on the throw. And Vasquez with an infield single improves to 2-for-3 tonight. But Lynchburg up 9-0 on Columbia, and they have a no-hitter going. Fireflies without a base hit through the first six. Man at first, two outs for Bobby Seymour. He's 1-for-3 with a two-run homer. Shorebirds down 9-1, last of the sixth. The pitch home. Change up, cut on, and missed for strike one. Nothing but darkness up above the sky now. Lights on fully here. Palmetto trees lit up behind the outfield wall. 0-1, change up, floats high and away. 1-1. Mason Auer hit baseball into one of those palmetto trees back in the second. Turned into a 7-run second for Charleston. They have coasted since. It's 9-1 River Dogs, bottom six. Seymour from the left side, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back out of play. 1-2. Seymour was the front end of back-to-back homers with Auer back in the second. He had a 2-run shot. Was his fifth of the season for former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. 1-2. Curveball slapped the other way down the left field line towards the corner. That's a foul ball. Not a bad look there from Seymour slicing it the other way. Couldn't keep it fair, though. Counts 1-2. Seymour was drafted in the 13th round of the Rays last year out of Wake Forest. Originally went to high school out in Illinois, was born and raised in Illinois. Came out east for college. And now stays here on the East Coast for his pro career. Man at first, two outs. Ball and two strikes on Seymour. Birds down 9-1, bottom six. The pitch down the dirt. Nice block by Hernandez. Counts even at two. Remember Brian Hernandez now doing the catching for the Shorebirds, with Creed Willems exiting this game after the second. Looked like his right hand was bothering him a little bit. Tried to grip a bat, see if he could take some swings. Was unable to. Don't have any further word on that injury. Honestly, we won't really hear anything about it until tomorrow. Vasquez at first, a strong lead. Girard from the belt, here's the pitch. And Seymour pops it up down the left field line. Left fielder Craig towards the sidewall runs out of room up into the concourse. And we stay at two balls, two strikes. Good battle here between Girard and Seymour. Victor Munoz has stopped throwing out in the River Dogs bullpen. Looks like he's ready to go when we go to the seventh. We'll have the final three innings tonight and could potentially pick up one of those weird saves despite the big gap in the scoreline. Pitch three innings, team wins, you get a save. 2-2 again. And it's fouled off again by Seymour. Into the seats, left field side. And we stay even at two. It's a very cozy ballpark. here at Joseph E. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Stands only go back about 25-ish rows. There's only one level of them. First 10 rows or so are seat backs. The rest are bleachers. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Seymour lays off and the count's full. Everything very close to the field. Feel like you're right on top of the action. Full count on Seymour. Man at first, two outs. Shorebirds down 9-1 here in the sixth. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Vasquez gets the head jump with two outs. He runs the payoff pitch, and Seymour spoils another. High in the air, down the left field line, slices up into the bleachers. And we stay with the count full. Higgins now backs off the runner at first. Vasquez will get an unabated head start now. 3-2 pitch, and Seymour swings and misses. Girard finally got him with a changeup as Seymour snaps his bat in half on the ground. Not happy with the punch out here to end the sixth. Girard K's up three more. We go to the seventh. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 9-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 9-1. New pitcher on the mound for Charleston is Victor Munoz on this tech net call to the bullpen. He replaces Sandy Gastone, who goes two scoreless innings, doesn't allow a hit, walks one, and strikes out two. Munoz, the scheduled tandem with J.J. Goss, on for the final three tonight for the River Dogs, working with an eight-run cushion. 6-7-8 due up for the Shorebirds. Isaac De Leon, the first to face him. Munoz, a right-handed pitcher, 6'3", 160 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. Full windup, Brady's first pitch. This is just outside to De Leon for ball one. Munoz has been rock solid out of the bullpen, making his eighth appearance in relief. 4-2 with a 2.96 ERA. As 1-0 to De Leon, Isaac takes a fastball outside corner at the belt. De Leon thought it was high, no dice, count even at one. De Leon 0-2 is grounded to short and flied to right. The 1-1. Slider on the outside corner, 1-2. Munoz in 24 and a third innings has struck out 18, walked 7. 24 hits, 13 runs, 8 earns. 1-2. De Leon takes, fastball off the outer edge, and the count's even at 2. Munoz pitches to contact. Although last time out, 2-2, misses outside, 3-2. He did that superbly, going 4 one-hit innings. At Augusta, didn't allow a run, one walk, just two strikeouts. As across his last seven innings, he struck out just three. 3-2, outside ball four, as he walks De Leon to begin the seventh. Not a good start for Victor Munoz. He's got a good bit of breathing room here, up by eight. 9-1 Charleston, top of the seventh. Brings up Ryan Higgins. He's 1-for-2, doubled and scored the Shorebirds' only run back in the third. Higgins digs in. De Leon leads away from first. Munoz from the stretch for the first time. Set the letters on his pitch home. Higgins swings and misses for strike one. Munoz with an off-teal colored glove. I'd say it's a bit more in line with the Tampa Bay Rays. More major league branding, but works all the same. The set, the 0-1. It's down and away, counts even at 1-1. Ryan trying to continue his good play from the end of the series at against Fredericksburg. He went 2-for-5 on Sunday, hit his second homer of the season. Open stance from the right side. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on the fastball. And the count's 1-2. De Leon at first. Nobody out. Top of the seventh. Shorebirds down 9-1. Munoz readies up. Fires home. And Higgins takes a called strike three. Fastball outside corner. Belt tie. He's down on strikes. And that's the first out here in the seventh. Brings up Ryan Hernandez. De Leon still at first. And one out. Top seven, Shorebirds down 9-1 to Charleston. Left-handed batter, Hernandez open stance. Munoz ready, here it comes. And it's down low, squirts through Berglund, just far enough away to allow De Leon to scamper up to second on what I think might be a passed ball. So a 1-0 count on Hernandez. Both he and Monte Cohn, who have served as the primary backups to Creed Willem since Creed was added to the roster, both seen sparing playing time. 1-0. Hernandez pops it in the air down the left field line, slices back into the seats. Counts even at 1. Hernandez last week against Fredericksburg started just once, went 1-for-3 with a double, started twice during the 12-game homestand, went 1-for-6. As a man out at second, one out. Pitch home. And Hernandez, a hard grounder right at the shortstop. Williams, he flubs it at first, picks it back up, throws to first, and retires Hernandez for the second out here in the seventh. I just ask for one series going forward. If there is no Williams on the opposing team, the amount I've had to strain my brain to reconfigure Williams into Willems and not say Creed's name wrong, only to have Williams out at short and me still say Willems. Oh, man. Brings up Moises Ramirez. Man at third, two outs in the first pitch home. It's down low for ball one. Charleston 9, Delmarva 1 here in the seventh. De Leon at third now. And Ramirez 0-for-2. He's grounded out twice. Big right-handed batter, 6'4", 230. Holds his hands high, the pitch. Fastball at the knees, 1-1. Moises, black batting gloves, all natural grain bat. The way the light strikes it here with the sun completely set. It's a nice sheen. One one from Munoz. Moises tied up inside, fastball running in. Cuts and misses, 1-2. Thankfully now as the sun is set as well, the dogs here for Park at the Park have been much less bark, more park. 1-2. Ramirez fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. Not quite the dog days of summer yet. Dogs at the park. Birds down 9-1, top seven. Man at third, two outs. The 1-2 again. And Ramirez, a high chopper back of the middle. That sneaks into center, a base hit. Moises Ramirez guides it into center, coming home to score from third, De Leon. And the Shorebirds get one back. It's a 9-2 game here in the seventh. RBI single for Moises Ramirez. He drives in his seventh of the season. He had what amounted to just about his best game as a Shorebird back on Saturday night. Two hits, three driven in, a two-run double, RBI single. Continues to swing it well since being activated off the IL back last week. Top of the order now, Luis Valdez digs in. First pitch, takes down low for ball one. Valdez 1-for-3, singled in the third. Bats from the left side. Slides the bat back over his back. Now lifts it up. Hands next to his ear flap. Light kick, the pitch. And Valdez rips one out to right, but that's right at Auer. Barely has to move. Right fielder puts the squeeze on it. Retires Valdez and ends the inning. But Moises Ramirez with a two-out RBI single gets one back for the Shorebirds. So we go to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. It's now Charleston 9 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all of the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch. We go in the bottom of seventh. Shorebirds now trailing the River Dogs 9-2. Moises Ramirez with an RBI single in the top half of the frame. Thomas Girard back to work. He's thrown two scoreless out of the bullpen. Righty set in the mound. He fires to Mason Auer. And he takes a first pitch curveball for strike one. To open up the seventh, hour, right-handed batteries 2-for-3. Solo homer in the second, singled in the fourth. First time seeing Girard here, the 0-1. Down the dirt, the count's even at 1. Some big news from Birdlands just a moment ago. The Orioles have taken the lead in New York, in the Bronx. Roofned Odor, a 3-run homer to right. After Austin Hayes got to within 1 with a solo shot himself. Ruggi with a 3-run homer against his old club. Makes it 5-3 O's in the top of the seventh. The pitch to Auer is blasted to deep right center field. Prado on the run towards the right center gap. Watches it fall on the warning track for a base hit. Off the wall, he picks it up. Racing for third goes Auer. The relay throw not in time. And it's a triple for Mason Auer. And suddenly he's just a double shy of the cycle. That ball had a ton of hang time. And the way it hit down on the warning track was kind of like a golf ball landing in a sand trap. Very meekly bounced up and off the wall. Prado had to go and get it. And Auer never stopped running. And the River Dogs now continue their assault on the Carolina League as far as triples go. Their 23rd team triple of the season. For reference, the Shorebirds, who are tied for fifth, have 12. Michael Berglund, the hitter, left-handed batter, takes down the dirt for ball one. So the good news, O's leading the Yankees in the Bronx, looking to make it 2 wins in a row over the Yanks. Bad news, Shorebirds trailing Charleston 9-2 here in the last of the seventh. Man at third, nobody out in the pitch. Berglund chops it on the ground to first. Higgins comes racing in, picks it on the short hop, and gets Berglund to walk it back to home plate. And Higgins will continue to walk him back to home. Finally tag him out as he eyes down Auer at third. Holds him on there for the first down of the inning. Good job by Higgins, because a lot of times a new first baseman, new to the position that is, like Higgins, can panic when they see a hitter especially turn tail back to home to try to dodge attack. But he stayed calm, cool, collected, got the out. And the corners stay in for the Shorebirds here now with Fredville Chavez, the batter, takes a first pitch breaking ball down the dirt for ball one. Nice sliding stop by the catcher Hernandez. 9-2 Shorebirds, bottom of the seventh. Edward Monroy now loosening out in the Birds' bullpen. Auer at third, one out. Chavez 1-for-3, a single, and grounded out to short and hit into a double play. The 0-1 chopped foul, or 1-0 rather, chopped foul into the Birds' dugout. Third base side. Counts 1-1. Other scores from Birdland for you. Norfolk has already gone final against Gwinnett thanks to some rain. 10-1. Tides win it. 7 runs in the fifth. Nick Vespy gets the win. Denji Reyes gets the save in relief of Vespy. 1-1. Slider down and away. Another nice stop by Hernandez for ball two. Kyle Stowers hits his 10th homer of the season. Tides roll 10-1 over Gwinnett in 5.5 in a rain-shortened game. Bowie continues their recent slide as they get shellacked by Erie 7-1. Cody Roberts hit his third of the year, though, for the Tides. Or for the Bay Sox, beg your pardon. 2-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball down low. And the count's even at 2. And Aberdeen putting a thumping on Wilmington. 11-4, Ironbirds lead it. Kobe Mayo with his 10th homer of the season to tie Stowers for most homers in the Ozorg. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball up and in. Chavez can't connect. Girard strikes him out, his 5th out of the bullpen. And there's 2 away here in the 7th. Brings up Ambizel Ramirez. Ramirez came on defensively for Jeffrey Marte after the 4th. Sloan at bat tonight. He's grounded the first. First pitch is down amongst the worms from Girard. Hernandez keeps it in front for ball one. Auer tripled to kick off the inning. Berglund grounded out to first. Auer had to stay put. Chavez strikes out. So Auer still at third now with 2 outs. It's 9-2. Charleston leads. Bottom of the 7th, not that they really need the insurance, but I'm sure they would gladly accept it. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Left-handed batter, the 1-0, swing and a miss. Out in front of the changeup, and the count's even at 1. Gerard trying to go 3 innings for just the second time this season. 1-1. Swung on and lined into right center field. That dunks in for a base hit and splits the gap. It goes all the way to the wall. Ramirez racing around second. He's on his way to third, and he's in standing. Second triple of the frame for the River Dogs. This one from Abizel Ramirez. It's an RBI triple, and Charleston restores their 8-run lead. It's 10-2 here in the last of the 7th. Out to the mound goes pitching coach Joe Hallmacher, with Vargas warming up in the bullpen. I think he just wants to give Girard a breather here, let Vargas have a little bit more time to warm. For Ramirez, that's his first triple of the season. For Auer, by the way, that was his 6th. Top of the order now, Shane Sasaki, due to hit. He is 1-for-3. Girard very visibly upset with himself there in that pitch. Slams down the rosin bag, wipes off his brow with his sleeves. Hallmacher gives him a pat on the back, goes back to the dugout. There's not much more you can do tonight than that. If you're on the Birds coaching staff, get a little pat on the back and presumably get him tomorrow. 10-2 River Dogs last the 7th. Charleston with 7 in the 2nd. Charleston came out to play like the 2nd best team in the league that they are. Shorebirds trying to forge a new identity. Come up empty tonight. First pitch to Sasaki. This is up high for ball one. Shorebirds took 5 out of 6 last week. Were 6-6 on the homestand. Seemed like they turned a new leaf here into May after an atrocious April. 1-0. Sasaki takes down and away for ball two. Shorebirds just went 6-14 to start the season. But since then, they've actually gone 9-10 here in the month of May. 2-0. Slider up and in. Nearly takes off Sasaki's head. 3-0. Man at third, two outs. Last the seventh. Calm, cool night here from Charleston now after the steamy day. 3-0. Fastball or changeup down the middle. A little respect there from Girard. 3-1. The sun completely set. It's definitely cooled off a good deal. Suzuki from the right side. Wiggles his bat. Now the 3-1. Breaking ball misses up and in for ball four. And that's the final batter that Thomas Girard will face in the game. Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the Shorebirds dugout, third base side. Manager makes his way to the mound to pull Girard here with 2 outs in the seventh. Girard goes 2 2/3 out of the bullpen and leaves with men at the corners and 2 outs with Edward Monroy coming on. It's 10-2 Charleston over Delmarva. So we've got a pitching change. Be back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a page of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Back in Charleston, it's still the River Dogs 10 and the Shorebirds 2. Still in the bottom of the 7th, 2 outs, and Edward Monroy now on the Stecknet call to the bullpen, replaces Thomas Girard after Thomas eats up 2 2/3, allows 1 run on 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He is still responsible for the men at 1st and 3rd here with 2 outs in the 7th. Monroy will try to leave them there. Edward, the only southpaw on the Shorebirds staff at the moment, making his 6th appearance, no record, a 22.24 ERA. 20 years old out of Ciudad Bolivar, 5'11", 198, like you said, a lefty. 5 2/3, he's given up 14 hits, 17 runs, 14 earned. 8 walks, 3 strikeouts. And Carson Williams, the first to face him. Right-handed batter. Man at the corners, 2 outs. Monroe the high set, the first pitch. Slider splits the middle for strike one. Monroy appearing for the first time since back in the 15th against Salem. So it's been over a week, about 9 days. 0-1, swing and a miss. Slider cutting in. Williams can't connect, it's 0-2. Monroy picks up a hold on that final game against Salem back on the 15th. Gave up 2 runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, allowed a homer to Blaze Jordan. Lefty sets up, crossfire, the 0-2. Slider cut on and missed, running in. Williams can't connect. Monroy sits him down and on 3 pitches, ends the 7th and strands 2 aboard. Charleston does add on another, though. They restore their 8-run lead. We go to the 8th. It's Charleston 10 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds trailing the River Dogs 10-2. As we go to the top of the eighth, Sam Jelinek with you. Elio Prado leads it off for the Shorebirds against Victor Munoz. He's the first pitch called strike on the inside corner. Kick off the eighth. 2-3-4 due up for the Birds. Prado 1-for-2. His Delmarva debut today. The 0-1 is down and away. Counts even at 1. Prado, the best buddy of Shorebirds third baseman Noelbert Romero. Both came over to Boston, or to Baltimore from Boston, as part of the Andrew Cashner trade a few years ago. 1-1 is down and away for ball 2. Prado ahead in the count, looking very comfortable at the plate. Hits off his front heel. The 2-1 rather is on the inside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lifts his heel off the ground, right on top of his toe. A little toe tap into his swing. Shin guard on the front foot. And the 2-2. Breaking ball down and away, and the count's full. Munoz out for his second inning of work. Allowed a run in the seventh. Leadoff walk. Came back to Burnham. Moises Ramirez, a 2-run single. Still an 8-run game, though. 3-2. And Prado, a high chopper towards short. Williams waits back on it. Gloves, throws to first, and retires Prado easily for the first out here in the eighth. Brings up Trendon Craig. Trendon 0-for-3 out of the 3-hole today for the Birds. Right-handed batter, pitch home. Fastball on the outside, black for strike 1. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, obviously, after Monroy threw 3 pitches, 3 strikes to get the final out of the 7th. 0-1, cut on and missed. Craig can't connect. It's 0-2. He'll stay on for the 8th. Well, Munoz, on the other hand, slated to finish out this game himself. 0-2. Dribbled foul right into the Shorebirds dugout third base side, and it's grabbed straight away by the ball boy. Gets a round of applause and a fist bump from none other than Noelbert Romero. 0-2. Fastball just outside. It's waiting for Trey Jester to ring up Craig there, but Trendon the benefit of the doubt. Counts 1-2. It's never a moment where something good happens and Noelbert Romero isn't there to give you a hug, a fist bump, or a high five. 1-2 pitch. Trendon fouls it back, was on that breaker. Counts 1-2. Outfield shades him just a touch the other way. Flags flapping a little bit in from center. The 1-2 is down in the dirt, and the count's even at 2. Munoz from the first base side fires home, and Craig just gets a piece of it, cues it off the end of the bat to the backstop, and the count's now even at 2-2. Most of the dogs who had been here for Bark at the Park seems like they have vacated the premises. Here's the pitch. Craig takes. Fastball low. Heady eye there. Gutsy take. And the count's now full. One out, nobody on. It's 10-2. Charleston, top of the eighth. Had been quite a bit of borking earlier in the night. 3-2. Fastball inside. Ball 4. Nice at bat from Trendon Craig. Works the walk here with one out in the eighth. Man aboard at first for Isaac Bologna. Steps in from the left side. He's 1-for-3 tonight. 5 homers, 25 driven in. Now the active leader for the Shorebirds in home runs, RBIs, slugging, OPS, with Darryl Hernandez up at Aberdeen. First pitch to Isaac. Fastball is way inside for ball one. Shorebirds down by an 8 spot here in the 8th. Middle infield at double play depth. Munoz, letter high set. High leg kick the pitch. And Bologna, vicious cut, comes up empty. 1-1. Bologna takes up and away. 2-1. A nice warm breeze now coming in towards the press box. Still a little bit humid now with the sunset. A little bit of moisture hanging in the air. Craig being held on at first. The pitch. And Bologna ropes it foul on the ground down the first base side. And the count's 2-2. Shorebirds fell behind early and often. A 7-run second for Charleston, busting this one open. And since then, two sides have traded runs. One in the third for the Birds. One in the seventh as well. Charleston, 2 in the 4th. One in the seventh for them. 2-2 again. And Bologna stings it into right field. A base in on a couple of hops. Up to second goes Craig. And Isaac Bologna has himself a two-hit game. That's why I was surprised to see Charleston shade him the other way, because of the pull side is where Bologna's power is. That's where he wants to go. That smashed single to right, a pretty good example of that. Two on and one out now for Noelbert Romero. He's 0-3. Shorebirds trail 10-2, top of the 8th to Charleston. First pitch. Romero swings and misses. Slider dancing away for strike one. Middle infield again at double play depth. First baseman Chavez way off the line at first. Vasquez at the other corner plays back at the bag. Outfield straight away. 0-1 pitch. Noelbert takes the slider this time off the corner. 1-1. Good news is for the Shorebirds is that this is just 1 of 6. Regroup, reset, come back at it tomorrow. 1-1. Heater misses below the zone for ball two. It's funny when you think about it as well. The Shorebirds actually opened up their series with Myrtle Beach with a game one victory. And then the Pelicans came back and won the ensuing 5 games. Pelicans, that actually kicked off their run to become the best team in the minors. 2-1. Romero stings it right back up the middle into center, a base hit. Getting the stop sign at third. At first was Craig, but the ball goes by Sasaki all the way out to the warning track. Craig scores, Bologna scores, Romero waltzes into third on the single in E8. Shorebirds get two more back. It's a 10-4 game here in the 7th. So just a little bit of life now for the Shorebirds. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach for Charleston. That's R.C. Lichtenstein. So he makes his first visit of the night. Charleston has somebody doing a little bit of calisthenics out in the bullpen. So this is just a move to allow somebody to get loose pretty quickly. The Shorebirds weren't even planning to score on that play before the ball got by Sasaki. Craig had been given the stop sign at third. He had stopped on third base. Then the ball got through. It's a big error. No RBI, unfortunately, for Noelbert since Craig was going to stop at third. Well, it's a 6-run game, a man at third and one out. Isaac De Leon now the batter. He's 0-2. He had 2 hits and a couple RBIs back on Sunday. Pitch home. And Isaac chops one right back up the middle. Off the glove of the second baseman Ramirez. He recovers but can't get a throw off. De Leon safe at first. Romero scores. And it's now a 3-run 8th. It's 10-5. Shorebirds trail. And we'll see if they give that a hit or an error. Brings up Ryan Higgins. De Leon now at first. It's a 10-5 game. Romero scores either way. De Leon will get credit for an RBI. Right-on-right matchup with Higgins. Pitch home. And Higgins swings and flares one down the right field side towards foul territory. It drops in right into Charleston bullpen for strike one. Given what I see up on the board, I don't think they've made a decision yet. In any case, De Leon at first. It's 10-5 now here in the eighth. 0-1. Higgins rolls one on the ground through the hole right side and on into right center field. De Leon trying to go first to third. Here's the throw from Auer. It's just off the bag. And De Leon safe at third. Now the ball dropped by Vasquez. And Higgins takes second. A defensive catastrophe in the past two plays for Charleston. Not just the past two plays, the entire eighth. The error in center, the drop ball at second. Auer's throw to third, about a 20 hopper. Vasquez, for some reason, had it squirt out of his glove. And when that happened, Higgins took second. Two errors in the inning, three runs home. Now men at second and third and one out. Brian Hernandez, the batter, digs in from the left side, open stance. No batting gloves for him this time, a change. The pitch home, he swings, hits one hard on the ground to second. Diving stop by Ramirez, throws from his belly to first, just in time to get Hernandez. Ramirez somehow able to recover, going to his left, fell down, little dive. Threw basically sidearm to first. Hernandez drives in a run. And it's now 10-6, a four-run eighth for the Shorebirds with now a man at third and two outs. Higgins at third, Moises Ramirez the batter. It's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The pitch, he swings and taps it up the first base side, but time called. I think that hit off of Ramirez in the box. It did. So just strike one. Four-run eighth for Delmarva. Has it to within a 10-6 game. Ramirez walks back to the plate. Higgins, who had crashed in from third, drops on back to his base. Shorebirds strung together four straight singles. RBI ground up for Hernandez, and now Ramirez trying to make things very interesting. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Tied up inside by a fastball, 0-2. 10-6, top of the eighth, Shorebirds trail. They've got it back to within slam range. 0-2 pitch. Ramirez foul tips it, held on to by Berglund for strike three. Munoz finally ends the eighth, but not before the Shorebirds score four times and turn up the heat a little bit on Charleston. Here in the late going, we go to the bottom of the eighth. It's now Charleston 10, Delmarva 6, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, it's now Charleston 10 and Delmarva 6. Shorebirds with four in the top of the eighth, cut it to a four-run game. Edward Monroy will try to keep it that way as he sticks on for the eighth inning, got the final out of the seventh. 3-4-5 due up. Drew Baker leads it off, and the first pitch slider misses just a little inside for ball one. Monroy southpaw against the righty Baker in the box. He's 2-for-4 with three driven in and a stolen base, the pitch. That slider's on the outside corner for strike one. It's been nothing but sliders thus far for Monroy. He threw three of them to Carson Williams, struck him out, and started Baker off with two slide pieces here in the bottom of the eighth. On the third base side of the rubber, the 0-1. Finally a fastball, misses inside, 2-1. Monroy spent a full week on the developmental list. First time the Shorebirds have used that this season. And as the name of the list states, 2-1. Curveball in the outside corner, the count's even at 2. Monroy did a lot of developing during that week. He worked hard day in and day out with pitching coach Joe Hallmacher to improve his velocity and his intent out on the mound. So far, it's paid off. 2-2. Slider cranked in the air, deep down the left field line. Craig towards the corner, gets to it and puts it away on the warning track for the first out here in the eighth. Was very close to that short corner down the left field line. It's just 3-0-5 to that corner. Craig nestled in there, retires Baker for the first out here in the eighth. Just got it in and up on his hands, Monroy did. Brings up Willie Vasquez, the cleanup man. It's 2-for-3, two singles. Right-handed batter. First pitch home is a fastball at 90 on the outside corner for strike one. And if you didn't know it, you'd say Monroy looks like a different pitcher. But having seen him at the beginning of the season, 0-1. Slider popped up, foul ground first base side. Higgins gives it a glance, but it's out of play for strike two. Monroy has added about 5 miles an hour to his fastball and a whole lot of bite to his slider. He was sitting mostly 84 to 86 at the start of the year, and now is consistently 88 to 91. Head on Vasquez, 0-2. Southpaw into his wind, the pitch. And slider is hit high in the air down the right field line. Back into the seats again. Vasquez stays alive. One out, nobody on, bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds with the momentum. Trail at 10-6. They plated four in the top of the eighth to cut this to a four-run game. O2 again. And Vasquez pops it right side once more. Higgins towards the sidewall, runs out of room. Nearly got there, about two rows deep. Three straight foul balls from Vasquez, basically the same spot. Charleston has a righty loosening up out in their bullpen. As that looks like on Yudi Cortoreal getting loose. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss. Monroy gone with the slider finally down and away. Sits down Vasquez, his second strike out of the pen. And Edward Monroy has retired three in a row since coming on. So Cortoreal, team's destined to pitch the ninth for Charleston once we get there. Shorebirds have trimmed it back to four. They trailed by as many as eight here tonight. Bobby Seymour now the batter. He's 1-for-4 with a two-run homer back in the second. Left-on-left matchup, first pitch. Breaking ball down in the dirt for ball one. Two outs in the eighth, nobody on. Monroy looking for a 1-2-3 frame. One oh pitch. Slider down and away again. Seymour not enticed, 2-0. Seymour struck out his past two at-bats, and after the most recent one, snapped his bat in half across the grounds. Slammed the knob, snapped off the handle. 2-0. Tries to check his swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says the first base ump, Stephen Craze. Chased a fastball down and away. 2-1. Monroy peeks in over his glove, winds up, now fires, and Seymour chops it just foul down the first base side. And the count's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, last of the eighth. Shorebirds down 10-6. Outfield straight away for Seymour. Infield straight up. Monroy the rock. Here it comes. And the slider popped up. Foul ground, third base side. That'll slice out of play. And we stay even at two. When we go to the ninth, the Shorebirds have the top of the order due up. Luis Valdez, Elio Prado, and Trenton Craig due to hit. Monroy has to get through Seymour, though. Another 2-2 upcoming. Monroy the sign, now the pitch. And fastball spoiled by Seymour out of play, third base side. Keeps the at-bat moving. Monroy with bright white spikes. Must have cleaned them off today. Shining under the bright lights here in the eighth. Is 2-2 again to Seymour. Dribbled on the ground towards the first baseman, Higgins. He surrounds it and then takes it to the bag and retires Seymour for the final out here in the eighth. Monroy with a 1-2-3 frame. We go to the ninth. Shorebirds need four to tie, five to take the lead. They trail Charleston 10-6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the ninth, last chance for the Shorebirds against the River Dogs. Delmarva trails it 10-6 here against Charleston, game one of this series. Shorebirds trying to continue their good momentum from last week, took 5 out of 6 from Fredericksburg, going up against the second best team in the league here in Charleston. After trailing by as many as 8 early, have cut it down to 4 here at the start of the ninth. And Anudi Cortoreal is on to try to close it out. For the River Dogs, replaces Victor Munoz on this tech net call to the bullpen. Munoz goes 2 innings, allows 5 runs, 3 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Most of the damage coming in that 4-run 8. Cortoreal, right-handed pitcher, into his wind. His first pitch to Luis Valdez. It's a fastball at 96 down the middle for strike one. Cortoreal, 6'3", 200. 0-1 with a 2.12 ERA this season. The 0-1. Fastball is low at 95, 1-1. 17 innings, Cortoreal has struck out 25, walked 17, but allowed just 6 hits. 1-1. Fastball just off the outside corner, maybe a touch low. 2-1 at 97. Valdez 1-for-4, the Birds leadoff man. Switch hitter bats left. 2-1 pitch. And Valdez hits one high in the air to shallow center. Sasaki started back, now races in, camps under it, and puts it away for the first out here in the ninth. So 1-0, nobody on for Elio Prado. Prado 1-for-4 with a single back in the third. Right-handed batter, the first pitch, fastball inside, forces him to raise his arms out of the way. 98 from Corto Real. It's about the best velo the Birds have seen this season. 1-0. Prado takes, down and in. Ball two. Two-oh pitch. Fastball way up and in for ball three. 3-0. So three balls, no strikes on Prado. One out top of the ninth. Birds down 10-6. The pitch. He takes again up and in. Dances out of the way. Corto Real walks him on four pitches. And the Shorebirds with a faint heartbeat here in the ninth. Man at first, one out. Tying run is still a ways away. Trenton Craig comes in. Trenton, right-handed batter, third man in the order. First pitch to him. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Craig 0-for-3 tonight, but he started the rally in the eighth with a hard-earned walk. Came around to score. Man at first, one out. The pitch. Tries to check his swing, slider in the dirt. They appeal to second, and Steve Craze says he went around. Much to the chagrin of Craig in the box, it's 1-2. Isaac Bologna on deck. Outfield straight away, middle infield to a pull side double play depth for the right-handed batter. Corto Real from the belt, here's his pitch. And the slider called strike three, just on the outside corner. Craig throws his hands up in disgust. He's the second out here in the ninth. And the Shorebirds now down to their final out. Man at first, two out. Shorebirds down 10-6. They scored once in the seventh, four times in the eighth. They need four more here in the ninth. Down to their final out. Prado at first, the pitch. And Bologna takes down low for ball one. Prado not being held on anymore by Chavez, the first baseman. Bologna, left-handed batter, 2-for-4, singled last inning. Corto Real ready, here's his pitch. And Bologna, a chopper down the first baseline, shoots under the glove of Chavez, and down the line towards the corner. Cut off by the right fielder, Auer, he throws to second, not in time. Bologna in there standing. And the Shorebirds continue just to keep the line moving. Men at second and third and two outs now. See if that's a two-base hit or an error on Chavez. That ball took a wicked hop and stayed down. No ruling yet. But Prado goes first to third, Bologna at second. And Noelbert Romero will try to keep the ball game alive. Men at second and third, two outs. Shorebirds down 10-6, the pitch. Romero takes down and in for ball one. And now, the tying run in the on-deck circle for the Shorebirds. And one more batter to the plate in this game, and you've got the tying run up. 1-0. Romero takes on the outside corner, 1-1. It looks like they have given Chavez an error. Romero swings at a fastball up at his eyes. Comes up empty. And the Shorebirds down to their final strike. 10-6 Charleston, top of the ninth, game one of this series. Shorebirds trying to come back late. Two on, two out. Corto Real ready, here's his pitch. And the breaking ball over Romero's head. He ducks out of the way. And the count's even at two. Prado at third, Bologna at second. 10-6, Charleston, top of the ninth. Romero the batter. Here's the pitch. and he lines one into left center field to base it. Prado scores. Bologna flies around third, scores standing, and Noelbert Romero, a two-run single, brings the tying run to the plate here in the ninth. It's 10-8 Shorebirds, still with two away, and Isaac De Leon strides to the plate, representing the game-tying run. Down to their final strike, Romero keeps it moving. His second hit of the game, and now De Leon, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single, the first pitch. Big cut and a miss. Fastball up at 98. Can't connect. Strike one. De Leon has homered twice in the season. Hit one during the homestand, the first game against Salem. 0-1. Fastball way, or slider way outside. Nearly swept it to the backstop, 1-1. Romero at first, he doesn't really matter. De Leon, the tying run at the plate. It's 10-8 here in the top of the ninth. Right on right matchup. Corto Real set just above the belt. Kicks and throws. Fastball down and away. It goes to the backstop, and Romero takes second on the wild pitch. So now no force out available for Charleston either. And things starting to get just a little bit spicy here in the ninth. Third baseman Willie Vasquez comes in to chat with Corto Real, try to get him back in working order. Nobody up out in the Charleston bullpen. Two outs, top of the ninth. Tying run now at the plate for the Shorebirds as they've rallied from 10-2 down. Romero at second. Corto Real, his pitch. And De Leon comes up empty on a vicious hack, 2-1. Or 2-2, beg your pardon. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the ninth. Shorebirds down by two. The dogs going crazy. Can the birds send them even a little more nuts? Here's the pitch. And De Leon lines one into right center. On comes the right fielder. Auer has to play it on a hop. Romero races around third. The throw to the plate mishandled by the catcher Berglund. Romero scores with a headlong dive, and it's a one-run game. RBI single for Isaac De Leon the other way. The tying run now on base. The go-ahead run at the plate. And R.C. Lichtenstein, the pitching coach, goes out to the mound. What fight in this Shorebirds team. They score four times in the eighth. They've scored three times in the ninth. And have a chance to tie it. Was scared there for a moment. Romero coming around third. I don't think realized how close of a play it was potentially going to be. He was taking it a little slow around third. But then turned on the jets as he reached home and then went with a headlong dive. The throw almost beat him there from Auer and Wright. I wasn't sure if Auer was going to come up with the perfect throw anyways. Nearly did. So De Leon, the tying run at first. 10-9, top of the ninth. Ryan Higgins at the plate. He's 2-for-4 with a double. Two homers on the season. Right on right matchup. Corto Real's pitch, and Higgins a high fly ball, deep left field, Baker on the warning track has just enough room to put it away and end the ball game by mere inches. Ryan Higgins nearly completes an improbable comeback for the Shorebirds as they score three times in the ninth, but his fly ball dies in the warning track. And Charleston takes game one by a final score of 10-9 in what turns into a thriller late. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with totals and a recap on the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from Charleston on Tuesday night, it is the Charleston River Dogs 10 and the Delmarva Shorebirds 9. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to Charleston, South Carolina. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show, and this post-game show has a much different tune to it than I thought it was going to have. No less than an hour ago, the Shorebirds fall in what ended up being extremely traumatic fashion to the Charleston River Dogs here in game one of their series, 10-9. Sam Jelinek with you here to break down what in the world just happened. The Shorebirds dead to rights. They trailed 10-2, and they nearly come all the way back to win it in the ninth. Ryan Higgins fly ball to left, coming up just short, as he would have put the Birds ahead, but it dies on the warning track, and Charleston comes away with a game one victory. Your final score, 10-9. Let's get you how this one all played out here this evening, as the Shorebirds fell behind very early and very often. A 7-run second inning for Charleston, mostly off of Connor Grady. Error in the inning to start the frame didn't help him, as he lasted just an inning and two-thirds, gave up 7 runs, 2 earned, every run in that frame. Back-to-back homers, Bobby Seymour, a 2-run shot, Mason Auer, a solo homer. Later in the frame, RBI single, Carson Williams, Drew Baker, a 2-run single as well, and Charleston felt very comfortable after just 2 innings of play. Birds got one back in the third, Ryan Higgins doubled, went to third on a balk, and scored on a wild pitch.
Charleston answered with two more in fourth. RBI single for Drew Baker as Carson Williams came around to score, and then Baker would score himself later in the inning as well to make it 9-1. Shorebirds traded runs with Charleston in the seventh, one in the top half. Moises Ramirez, an RBI single. Bottom half of the inning, Charleston again, another run. RBI triple for Abizel Ramirez. Made it 10-2. And then after that, the Shorebirds bats awoke and erupted in the eighth with one out. Trenton Craig walked. Isaac Baloney singled. New Albert Romero singled. The ball got by the center fielder, Suzuki. And two runs came in to score. Isaac De Leon then had an RBI single. Ryan Higgins then singled. Brian Hernandez, an RBI ground out. Four runs came in, and it was 10-6. To begin the ninth, Luis Valdez was retired. Elio Prado was then walked, and Trenton Craig struck out. It looked like the Shorebirds rally had run out of fumes. Wrong. Isaac Baloney reached on an error. New Albert Romero then drove in two with a base hit. Isaac De Leon then singled, and he was the tying run at first base. With Ryan Higgins, the go-ahead run at the plate. And Ryan, who is finally coming into his own here over the past couple of games, smashed a high fly ball to left. It died on the warning track, though. Stayed in the yard, and Charleston held on for a 10-9 win. Final line score here from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Ballpark. Delmarva, 9 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They strand 7. Charleston, 10 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors. They strand 7 as well. Sandy Gaston picks up the win for Charleston. He is 1-2. Connor Grady takes the loss. He falls to 2-3. We started at 7:04, finished at 9:52. Time of game, 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of 2,848 here on Tuesday, May the 24th, from Charleston, South Carolina. With the loss, the Shorebirds fall to 10 games under 500 again at 15-25. They are now 7 games back at Lynchburg Hillcats. With the loss, they are 7-12 on the road, and their one-game winning streak is done as well. They have now lost one in a row. Charleston, they improved to 27-13. Game and a half back of Myrtle Beach, barring Myrtle Beach winning here tonight. Charleston now 16-6 here at home as well, and the River Dogs avoid losing two games in a row after falling back on Sunday. Let's go ahead and take a look at those Carolina League scores and see how these two teams in their own divisions, they gained or lost ground. First up, Myrtle Beach Pelicans, they won 8-5, so Charleston keeps pace. They stay two games back. Myrtle Beach withstood a late rally from Augusta as they played at 3 in the ninth. Pelicans, though, improved to 29-11. Salem, a 6-1 win over Fredericksburg, improved to 20-20. Homers for Tyler Miller and Nathan Hickey for the Red Sox. Carolina, 11-8 win over Kannapolis, coming back from trailing 8-2. They score 9 unanswered. Down East defeats Fayetteville 4-3 in extras. They score 2 in the bottom of the 10th after Fayetteville pushed it to extras by scoring 2 in the 9th. Lynchburg, they demolish Columbia 9-1. Frank Mazzucato, the top prospect for the Royals, making a second start with Columbia, gives up 7 runs in the first inning before departing. Hellcats no hit bid goes by the wayside, but Lynchburg stays atop the Northern Division at 22-17, still 6.5 up, or now 7.5 up on Delmarva. Those are your Carolina League scores. Let's get you Birdland now. Big League Birds, they have tied it at 5 against the Yankees, or rather I should say the Yankees have tied it at 5. O's scored 4 in the 7th, Yankees 2 in the bottom half to tie it. Currently in the bottom of the 9th, 2 outs, nobody on. Keegan Aiken trying to send it to extras. Around the rest of the affiliate chain, Norfolk a rain-shortened 10-6 win over Gwinnett. Bowie loses to Erie in their series opener 7-1. And Aberdeen trying to put the finishing touches on an 11-6 win over Wilmington. They lead right now going into the 9th. Those are all the scores from teams and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds and River Dogs for Game 2 of this series. 7:05 first pitch again. Carter Baumler makes his professional debut. He'll be in tandem with Shane Davis after him. Baumler, I'm going to guess here, probably 2-3 innings. We'll get confirmation from pitching coach Joe Hallmacher on that tomorrow, though. But be sure to tune in. Carter Baumler, Orioles' highly touted prospect, fifth-round pick back in 2020, making his professional debut. He'll be opposed by Antonio Jimenez for Charleston. He is 1-2 with a 3.49 ERA. First pitch 7:05. We'll chat with you for the pregame show at 6:50. That about wraps up tonight's broadcast and the postgame show. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Big thanks to the fine folks back in the offices of Purdue Stadium that helped put on this crazy show that we call Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score here tonight, Shorebirds comeback bid falls inches short as they lose to Charleston 10-9 here in Game 1 of this six-game set. Until tomorrow at 6:50, we'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.